Now, a message from your sex drive.
Hey, guys. Yep. It's your sex drive. Remember me? We used to be quite a team, you know, until you started having, shall we say, issues with your equipment. You know, problems south of the old belt buckle.
What your sex drive is saying is, if you're having problems achieving and maintaining sexual performance, you may be suffering from ED, erectile dysfunction, a real medical problem that requires a real medical solution.
You see, listen to the man, because we've tried the little blue pills, the yellow pills, the herbs, the hormones. None of them put any gas in my tank.
At the Boston Medical Group, our board-certified physicians are experts at treating ED and premature ejaculation, usually in just one visit, and your privacy is guaranteed with private waiting rooms and prescriptions filled on-site.
Now that's music to my loins.
Call the Boston Medical Group at 1-866-SEX-4-LIFE. That's 1-866-SEX, the number 4, life. Or online at bostonmedicalgroup.com.
Come on, it'll be like old times again.
The Boston Medical Group, manhood's best friend.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Why was that commercial okay to run? We couldn't have said that on our show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Here they come. Here they go. Get them out of here. Get them out of here. I hate them. These guys, they're just lining up, Mike.
I want them dead.
They're lining up. Everybody's lining up today.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself. A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
They asked me to buy them a box of snowcaps. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Bobo, and all the ships at sea.
Bobo!
Guys, today,
yes,
Carrot Top, also known as Scott Thompson,
yeah,
is 37.
Wow. That's your open?
That's it. Here's Don Geronimo.
Hello!
Dog. O'Mara.
You're a bad man.
You stink. Don and Mike show. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
I'm sorry, Rob, you've just thrown a gigantic
boomerang. You mentioned Carrot Top's birthday
into the opening of the show.
My God, man.
We've not...
Losing your head.
We've not fallen that far yet.
That's not the new arena?
No.
Okay. What is Carrot Top's real name again?
Scott Thompson.
Scott Thompson.
He's 37.
Just like the guy on Kids in the Hall.
Right. Who's vanished. Uh-huh. Who you never see on TV anymore.
True. I saw him on the High Def Network.
You did?
Yeah, he was in a sitcom of some sort.
Okay.
And he's
the Canadian one?
Yes.
He's all over that Trio channel.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yeah, he is.
Him and Ernie Kovacs.
I forgot that I am before two men who, if it is on television,
mm-hmm.
In some corner, they will find
him. They've seen it.
Yeah. You bet. We know it. Listen, big show today, 877-365-3636. That's the phone number from anywhere in America. From Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. But don't call right now unless you want to talk about what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, just wait for the Adult Swim.
Wait patiently.
And we'll have a phone scan. But you can call at any time.
Of course.
We'll just take them, you know, during a phone scan.
When we feel like it.
Yeah, when we feel like it. Toilet guy calls Rob. Remember the guy we had on the show yesterday?
Oh, yeah, the guest.
And Mike, I think...
And did a follow-up call after yesterday?
The guy called Rob.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that we had on the show doing the...
Yeah, and...
The artist.
Yeah, yeah, like toiletries or whatever the name
is. What he did was he made art with his toilet. He would put paints into the toilet.
Food coloring-based paints.
Right. And I think when we got done doing this exercise with him, he would said... Well, you thought that he knew it was a goof.
Right.
But these guys always stay on the line.
Yeah, they do. To plug their product.
So the guy calls Rob, and here's what the guy says to Rob. This is funny.
He said, I'm a bit surprised you didn't tell me the interview was to be a goof. Because I could have prepared and given you something more.
This is a guy who sent us a PR thing to interview him about making toilet art, and he's upset that the interview was a goof.
Oh. And I said, you know, we got your website out there. I mean, we never goofed on you.
Right.
I mean, we spread your good word, and you'll get a lot of hits on your website tonight.
What did he say to that?
He said, yes, I'm already seeing a lot of website action, but I just wish you had told me so I could have prepared.
He wanted to perform.
So obviously he knew it was a goof, as I had said, but then it weighed on him.
Yeah.
It weighed on him, and he just had trouble getting his head around.
As he was sitting at Kinko's thinking, yes, I should have handled this differently.
One of these times, we're going to have one of these guys on, and they're finally going to say...
Yeah, they're going to call you.
This cannot be a real radio
show. Well, we had one or two, and the best part of that, and I don't know if I ever even talked to you about this... My favorite part is when we will ask a question that they're going to set up a real long answer to, and then we'll cut them off immediately.
That's
one or two that have just hung up.
That's the best, Mike.
Super.
Happy Ash Wednesday to you. Ash Wednesday! That one's for my man, Mel Gibson, and the J-Team.
There you go.
We will be topical. We'll be all over Jesus today.
Oh, very good.
Jesus is going to be all right on this show today, courtesy of the disciples of Jesus who works on this show.
Man who actually, on many occasions, has actually looked like one of the original disciples.
Sure. Now, to the man I'm speaking about, today is Hash Wednesday.
Well, every day is.
Hash.
Even on Tuesday and Monday.
No, we got a bunch of questions for Joe. We love sending Joe out to ask the public what they think about topical events.
Yes, the controversial film.
Oh, good.
And it's that.
The Passion of the Christ.
That and more. But before that, I just have to comment on American Idol. What is up with Ryan Seacrest's clothes? If you saw that outfit last night...
What was he wearing last night?
Yeah.
Something that Zoolander would wear. And I'm not kidding. It was...
Jarek Zoolander?
Now, the show is taped in California, where it's 70 degrees, and he's in a studio where it's chilly, it's 65. He's got on... This Nordic looking sweater with the absolute queerest neckline and big plunging zipper and
not just a sweater, a textured sweater that had like paint on it. It was like someone had put masking tape on it and gone after it with like a Wagner power paint.
Well, whatever it is, you know it's trendy.
He's trying so hard
today.
He's trying so hard to be cool that he last night. I couldn't even listen to what the people were singing on the stupid show. I'm so drawn to
what
this guy is wearing.
You know how most guys would go into a clothing store and pick out a suit or pick out a pair of pants? Hey, we've talked about this before. When you go out to a mall and you see what you want and you grab it, and that's it. And a lot of guys are happy with jeans, a t-shirt, a leather jacket. They can go forever.
Sure.
And then there are guys like Ryan Seacrest who, in a womanly way, will probably spend hours... You know, getting just the right trendy shirt and they're women.
There's
a philosophy of clothing with women and with men.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Seacrest starts his Los Angeles radio show tomorrow. I predict he will have no problems with the FCC guidelines.
Right.
I predict that he will love the new environment.
Good luck.
Because he'll be able to talk about his clothes and talk about his American Idol.
Right.
And then when I got done watching whatever he was wearing last night, I noticed another annoying thing about American Idol. Now, I say that with some degree of love because I'm watching the show.
Right, right.
Okay, it's like when I used to talk about Kathy C. Gifford. I hated her, but boy, I guess in some way I liked her because I watched her every day. The contestants, when they go into the red room now on American Idol.
Coca-Cola couch.
With all the couches?
The Coca-Cola couch. Here's the thing that's just pissing me off to no end. Contestant number 7, for instance. When Ryan Seacrest is sitting there with his Zoolander outfit, and he's got the microphone, and he says, so if this is Mike, and if you like Mike, test to whatever, blah, blah, blah.
And then I hold up my fingers.
Yeah. The contestants do that. Way that thing like they're in a rap video where they do they show the digits and they all do it. They all
do it because they're coached to do it. They're told to do it.
I know they are, and it drives me nuts.
Right.
So don't forget if you like Rob Spiewak, that's 7. Meanwhile, Rob's sitting there going, yo, 7.
That is annoying.
Yo, make that happen. yo, and don't even get me started. And I know that you think that he would lie for me, I hope he would.
Yes.
But he will tell you that long ago, I haven't brought it up on the show, but how many days ago did I tell you, or weeks ago, I don't understand the William Hung fascination.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about
it. Is William Hung the bad contestant that has become so popular?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, this guy. I mean, we should have talked about this in depth before, because
well,
now it's
so bad. He's so bad. He's good.
Yes, yeah. but it's a phenomenon that has gone beyond that.
Yeah.
He's got a legit recording contract. Now I know it's a goof. I know it's a.
I would think of all the people that would have trouble getting their head around that. You're a pioneer of that kind of entertainment.
But here's the thing.
But you invented that. What are you talking about?
No, but here's the thing. The guy's 15 minutes has lasted how long now? The guy's got legs.
I don't mean to argue with you, but I must tell you.
He's got legs. He knows how to use them.
You don't even remember your own creation. A man that has had, you know, 18 years of fame.
I know
on
Dennis
this show.
Murphy. I know about it. And listen, I'm going to play the tape, and I'll laugh at the tape. Uh-huh. I laugh at it still now.
Right.
But I don't understand why everybody is still hung up on William Hung.
Talk to me. Tell me your name. You blow me off like it's all the same. You lit it fierce and I'm taking away.
See,
like
it's funny.
Yeah, baby.
And it's also the look.
Talk to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have the part where he talks, Robbie?
Oh, yeah. You want that?
Yeah. That's...
Yeah, this guy's got it. See, you're laughing.
See, I told you.
It's infectious.
I told you, there's a part of me, just like American Idol, the part of me doesn't like it, part of me loves it, but I don't, I'm laughing at it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a dopey disc jockey.
I think he is, because he really is maybe the worst contestant that's ever been. And it's like, what's that football award when they get drafted? Mr. Irrelevant.
The Matt Elliott Award.
Yeah, huh? Mr. Irrelevant. Right. Last guy drafted, last guy picked.
There's a bonus treat if you ever catch this on the web or, I guess, on television. Watch the people that are behind him when he's doing the spoken word part, because they're doing their best not to laugh. And it's really...
And I'm currently studying at UC Berkeley right now. But it's kind of odd, like, why I chose to even audition in the first place. Because my major is civil engineering,
okay,
which is not related to music.
Okay.
Here's the deal. I completely understand what this is all about. It's a change. It's a shift in the way Americans are. It used to be America loves a winner. That isn't the case anymore. America loves the biggest loser.
If that's the case, how come you and I are not sitting in some big mansion then? Because we're gigantic losers.
Yeah, I know.
People don't love us.
In many ways, but you know, the fact that we've been on the radio for as long as we have, there's this perception out there that we've been successful.
Not true.
Not true at all.
Not true. Anyway, listen, I just want to say, I'm really not down with Hung. I'm not down with that, okay?
Say it like that, though. Yeah, that's true. You're not down with Hung.
I'm not down with Hung. It's not happening.
And he's going to be, you know, he's going to probably have more of a shelf life, I really think, than Ruben or Clay.
He's no Yankovic, okay? Mike?
Now, you want to talk about somebody I hate. Now, you want to talk about somebody who I just don't think is deserved to be around.
He's no Doc Demento.
Oh, God. You know, God.
Mike hates Doc Demento.
Wow. The fag nerd factor. No.
And what to give up for Lent on this Ash Wednesday.
Yes.
What to give up for Lent.
We've already done it.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah. We have already done
absolutely
it.
Absolutely.
So there will be no Lent on this show.
And I've given up two things this year.
What have you given up, really?
The hooch.
Oh, how many times have we heard that before?
What?
Excuse me? Do you mean just for Lent or forever?
Oh, for Lent.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, for Lent. When's Lent over?
No way St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, maybe St. Patrick's Day. I got to jump off that.
What you should do is modify.
That's not really in the spirit of
down
Lent.
To one. Well, it's not about Lent.
Give up the hard stuff.
Huh? I'm taking like a breakthrough through at least St. Patrick's Day.
The 17th of March.
Yes, 17th of March. All right. So it's a modified.
And what else you doing?
That's it.
We're doing things. Oh, that.
Yeah, that counts as two.
Okay. The 21 days of Lent.
Right.
I'm doing nothing. You know, I'm no mathematician, but that's just a little over 50% of Lent, right? Isn't Lent 40 days?
I think so.
Roughly 40 days?
I think it's 40 days.
Nice.
50%. 50% of Lent. I'm down with that. I'll do that every year. Because that's St. Patrick's Day, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And we, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal with Jesus
and Ash,
with it.
And Ash Wednesday. The movie opens today.
Yes.
Clever ploy. Mel Gibson. Hey, who's the smartest?
Mm-hmm.
You are, my friend. You know, I know Easter probably would have been the pinnacle, but then, oops, hold on, you got the whole rebirth thing happening then.
Sure.
So you wouldn't want Easter. So this is a good time.
Right.
Yes. Ash Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Good time.
Mm-hmm.
We sent Joe Ardinger out to ask the following question.
Very good.
Of people. You'll hear these repeated.
All right.
Do you plan, after he identifies himself, take for broadcast on CBS Radio.
Right.
Do you plan to see the new Mel Gibson movie, The Passion of the Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mike, why don't you answer these?
Yes, I do, Don.
Which movie best represents the teachings of the Bible? Lethal Weapon or Mad Max?
Mad Max.
Which movie do you think will be more significant? The Passion of the Christ or the Starsky and the Hutch?
Now, I would laugh if these questions were asked to me. I would say, and like many people will be if they get the joke, I will say, the Starsky and the Hutch.
Did you know that Mel Gibson originally wanted TV's Jim Belushi to play Jesus? Isn't his TV show an excellent program?
Yes, it is.
In your opinion, why was Mad Max so mad?
I don't know.
Are you Atkins friendly?
Yes, I am.
What does the H stand for in Jesus H Christ?
I have no idea.
Regarding the untimely death of NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt, do you think God really needed a driver?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a message for Jesus we can broadcast to him?
Please come back and help us.
Should I be allowed to proceed with my gay marriage?
Absolutely not.
Why or
yes,
why
yes,
not?
Yes, you should.
And finally,
and why? Because you know, if you're in love, it's the right thing to do.
Aren't you glad the FCC has cleaned up radio?
Oh, couldn't be happier about that.
Now these questions,
these are questions, and Joe's going to stick to the script.
Oh, it's great.
We're going to see. Yeah. We're going to see. All I can do is I come up with the idea. I wrote about, you know, like usual, like 70-30.
You got a couple in there that are real winners.
Yeah, Rob's got a couple in here.
I'll tell you, The Passion of the Christ or The Starsky and the Hutch, I'm pretty fond of that one.
That one is Robbie's.
Is that Robbie's?
That's Robbie.
I'm pretty fond of that.
The Starsky and the Hutch. So we've got these questions.
Are you Atkins friendly?
Yes, that one's me.
That's good.
So we've got the funny questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was Mike out there doing it, Buzz, me or you, anybody, there's no question, this would probably be funny.
Yeah.
Because we could deliver the lines straight.
Yes, a wild card.
The wild card.
With Joe, you have two things at play.
Joe Ardinger.
A limited ability in the area of reading and and also a mind that tends to wander. A mind that tends to wander into the world of ad lib, and it's never funny.
Now, Rob's the only one that's heard these tapes.
Uh-huh. Oh.
How was he today, Rob? Did he behave himself?
How was he?
He was very Joey.
Very, very Joey. This is the fun part of doing a live show.
Uh-huh.
That now we've done all the setting up.
Yes.
It should be a funny bit.
Right.
We don't know. It might not be. Because
you never know. So, hey, Joe's hit home runs. Joe's just stood at the plate
one
and
way,
watched the pitches come
one
out.
Way or another, it'll be funny.
Yeah, because it's Joe.
He's so Joe.
Joe. Let's roll this tape now. We send him to a shopping mall.
Perfect.
Where there were theaters and there were people walking around. And if you watch the news, this is what they're doing on the news.
Mm-hmm.
They're interviewing people. So here we go. Here's Joe with The Passion of Christ.
Hello. Can I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio, take for broadcast?
Be broadcast or just the questions? What?
Yeah, taped for broadcast. It's about the new Mel Gibson movie.
I haven't seen it.
See, right away, he's already made a mistake.
He's already, like, going into, you know, it's his way. It's his
Joe.
Manner.
Oh, first guy's
where he's putting off people.
Hello, can I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio, taped for broadcast?
Be broadcast or just the question?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he, that's what,
yeah.
Right there you say yes.
Yes.
Mel Gibson movie.
Don't tell him about the
Don't
the
try
stuff
to conjure him,
right?
Joe. You're not smart enough.
Mel Gibson movie, The Passion of Christ?
All right, here we go.
Possibly.
Which movie best represents the teachings of the Bible, Lethal Weapon or Mad Max?
Neither.
Which movie do you think will be more significant, The Passion of Christ or The Starsky and the Hutch?
Passion of Christ.
Joe,
did you know that Mel Gibson...
Really, the funny part, isn't it the Starsky and the Hutch?
Yes, it's the Passion of the Christ or the Starsky and the Hutch.
This is my first guy, and I'm literally holding the microphone like this because he keeps walking away from me.
Yeah, Joe, here's just a tip from me to you because you're in the radio business now because you're on this show. When you say something like, he's holding the microphone like this, indicating that he was 10 feet away from you, the people listening can't see when you say he was holding the microphone
well,
like
that's
this.
True.
My man, you have
the first right. guy,
you
too.
To say.
And by the way,
yeah,
I made a sociological observation today.
Did you?
Here we go.
This is why America doesn't like Joe. The white male. Because they have no personality, they're clueless, they want to have no fun.
See, now you're attacking the white male in society.
I am the white male.
You are a white male.
I know, I'm fun.
The first guy you walked up to was a white male who disappointed you.
They all did.
Really?
All the people disappointed you.
All the white males did.
Really? Why did all the white males disappoint you?
I mean, one guy, I asked him, and he just walked by me, he's like...
very white.
I'm like, how was your average... That's not even an answer.
How was your average colored guy?
Oh, he was great. He was high, he had his gangster clothes on, he was the best.
All right, so...
How about women?
The women were great.
Really?
Yes.
Hold on, you got something about a woman?
Well, they were.
See, I knew that, Joe, because you raised your finger in the air again.
Right.
Well,
there was
that
the
really
woman.
You can't transit. So you got to tell you, was there a woman?
There was one woman who was the age of my mother.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then there was, and it ranged in the spectrum to a soccer mom and then to like a 20-year-old girl working at a jewelry counter.
Okay. And were they were all fine?
Yeah.
But just to go on record again, the white male was your worst subject today.
Yeah, I had another kid. You know, I was looking for a demo that would actually go see the movie, maybe like 20-something-year-old guy.
Thinking too much. It's just...
No, I'd already gotten old people, women, the black guy. And I was like, wait a minute, I need like a college male who goes to movies, who has, you know... Mm-hmm. Income to spend.
Right. This is our correspondent.
The guy goes
this
by
is his journalistic, you know, this is his style.
You're listening.
I go, can I ask you some questions for CBS? And he goes, no, dude, we got to roll. And I'm like,
it's funny.
What is roll?
Yeah.
Is that a street cred?
Yeah. Go. We have to go.
You know what roll is.
I got one white male who resembled Jim Ignatowski.
I'd just like to say, Joe, it's great to see you. I'm a big fan, Joe.
I was disappointed when he didn't sound like that.
What does the yellow light mean?
Go slower.
No, the way that works is Jim Belushi says it.
Not Jim Belushi, Jim Ignatowski.
Jim Ignatowski.
What does a yellow light mean?
Slow.
What?
Yeah.
One of the classic bits in American television.
Thank you. All right, so Joe, you're saying this first one is not a great one.
No, because he eventually just left on the seventh question.
He didn't seem pleasant from the get-go.
No. We'll go to the second one. We'll just move. Is the second one worth hearing? How many people did you talk to?
Oh, seven or eight, Rob?
I think it was seven, wasn't it?
Seven of them?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Goes to Rob. Check off on
Rob. The
next
one, I believe, is a girl at a kiosk.
All right, well, you're excused.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
How many did I talk to? I was there, but I don't know.
He's angry at the white male.
He is. Sure.
Hi, can I ask you some questions taped for broadcast on CBS Radio?
Sure.
Okay. Do you plan on seeing the new Mel Gibson movie, The Passion of Christ?
All right. What is the deal with not being able to read the thes?
We wrote it down.
Mm. The Passion of the Christ.
Yeah. Are you going to go see The Passion of Christ? You going to see the new movie, Christ is Passionate?
God, and I mean it this time, God. And you know, I was also gonna, and that, I'm just in that hypercritical mode, Joe. When you walk up to these people,
I got a roll.
You got
a roll.
You might get a little better response if you just don't.
I was nervous. You never been nervous?
But you walk up to him, just be a little friendlier with him, and you'll probably draw him in.
This was Jim.
Be a little more personable.
This was Jim Ignatowski.
When you come up, listen, and say, hi,
Joe,
ask you questions, Joe, tape
Joe,
the broadcast.
Hold on. The name of the movie is what?
The Passion of the Christ.
Okay, The Passion of the Christ.
Dad, did you mess it up just on that one, or did you get it after?
I probably botched it all to you today. I'm probably wearing the wrong shirt.
Yeah.
That would be true, too.
I probably didn't shave close enough. My hair is the wrong color. I can't please you anymore.
Joe, I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased.
Joe, has this ever been anything? Later because I'm very nervous. It's not very crowded in the mall. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I could have picked from a lot of people, except for the majority of the people in the mall
Joe,
are women with children,
Joe.
And I didn't feel right.
Hold on.
Joe, hold on.
Does, part of this is that we bust your balls.
Joe, hold on.
Oh, I know you're busting.
Isn't this the tradition, though? Don't I always do this to you when we play your tape pieces? I love you, buddy. You know that. You know how much I love you? Really. I mean, this is great. It's just, I love picking you apart when you do that.
I'm so impatient. You are
impatient.
I'm totally impatient.
I mean, we played 15 seconds of content, and you're like,
Joe, though.
Don't give up drinking for Lent. I won't. Be able to handle it.
It is the passion.
I'll come to your bar
Christ.
And buy you drink.
Joe does get friendlier. Play just the first word of cut four and tell me that's not friendly.
Right. Okay.
Listen to this.
Very good.
Hold on. Friendly.
Here we go.
Hello. May I ask you some questions taped for broadcast of CBS Radio?
Hello.
Hello.
Very gentle.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Lilting, really.
I'm either going to interview you or take your wallet. Well, that's how some people looked at it.
I know. It sounds like it.
Huh. Have you seen Christ is Passionate? Gotta roll.
CBS Radio tape for broadcast. Do I frighten you?
Hello. Hello. And Joe, let me say that I...
Hello, strange person.
I get it. I understand where you're coming from. It's not an easy job to stand in the middle of a mall with a tape recorder and ask funny questions. But unfortunately...
And I got better at it because I learned how to put the tape deck inside the piece of paper and really start to ambush people.
There you
at
go.
First, it was a little rough going.
What you got to understand, basically, is that your position is will always be an entry-level position.
Well, I understand that. But it affords me the lifestyle that I'm accustomed to.
There you go.
Meaning that, because you're an entry-level, I don't expect perfection, and I know that you're out there dealing with real people and having to ask real people.
And don't you know that I find joy in being impatient with you? That it gives me a great deal of pleasure? I love it. I love it. If it was great, if you were slick and smooth, it wouldn't be any fun.
But Joe, please, it's the passion of the Christ.
That's fine.
The passion of the Christ.
Have you seen passion fruit?
Jesus Christ, I got a roll.
I'm passionate. And not to change the subject, but I had no idea I was in for this. I'm sitting on my sofa on my first vodka of the morning, and Rob calls me at 9:30, and Rob and I, it seems like Rob and I now when we call each other, we end up saying the same thing to each other, no matter what time of day it is, but it's, did I wake you?
You think that's bad? He got the call from me at like 8:01.
I'm not saying it's
bad. I've been up for 2 hours waiting to call somebody to say, we have questions for Joe. Come on, we got a show to do today.
I had a call-free day today.
I'm not saying it's bad. It's just that I was totally caught off guard, and so I just hustled and got out.
That's good. That lends to the avant-garde nature of our new clean show.
And it was 9:56 that I called you, Joe. I wanted to get way close to 10. I didn't want you rolling out of bed on my account.
If I was smoother, you would have no use for me.
Yeah, I think you don't you think be. I know that? I know you're stubbly, so get out of here.
Yeah, please.
But it is the passion of the Christ. You dummy.
There he goes.
Stubbly Joe.
You damn dummy. Really, you damn dummy.
How are you? Tape for broadcast. Do I frighten you?
We're going to have the break, and then we'll come back and listen to Joe's tapes.
I think really anybody that would be approached by Joe in a mall would think, you know, two things were coming. Either he's going to interview them for CBS Radio, or he's going to ask them for a quarter.
Or you're going to score some killer weed, or get some farms, or you know, whatever it is, a lottery ticket, whatever you need.
Can I interest you in something to make the day go a little better?
I want to point something out for you. Our station's down the line. We're late to our break. Shock. Too bad. TS, if I can still say that.
Yeah.
This is a commercial that our radio station here, WJFK, has run for our show and the direction. And I'm not kidding. This is a good piece of work. I'm not being facetious.
Okay, yes, it is.
I swear to goodness. So listen to this. You other stations should be running ads like this.
Over 12 years at the home of the radio gods, Don and Mike.
Tell your friends, be proud about the fact.
That's right.
The Don and Mike show's not dirty.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready for a miracle?
We're the cleanest show in the world.
Amen.
We will be in bad taste. We will be funny. We will take your phone calls. We will play games. We will do all that stuff. But we will not be indecent.
Don and Mike. Afternoons on 106.7 okay. WJFM.
Amen.
You get the idea.
Yeah.
You
know, and then just tell your friends.
Let that be known. I'm quick to point out when I think these pieces of production stink.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Very good.
That's a good one. And all of you stations out there, you should put something like that together.
The Don and Mike Show.
It never hurts. And that's a special tip of the hat to you Clear Channel stations that are carrying this show across America.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yeah, hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, good news for all you stations carrying this show that are run by Clear Channel.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have to fire us.
Very good.
Because our show now fits your moronic standards. Now, your standards are just as idiotic as Infinity Broadcast.
You right. Tell them, Squeaky.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, that should be our new radio name, Don.
There he is. What?
You know, I'm Squeaky.
I'm Clean.
Hello.
There he is. Hello, Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Hello. Hello there. We got a break. I'm not kidding you.
Cardi Limon.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What brings you here?
I heard about your trouble with Fatu. Thought I'd come to lend a hand.
Thank you, my son.
He's Fatu. He's my own student.
The five city monks, they've all been killed. It was Fatu and his gang.
Where's Fatu now?
Well, I'm not really sure. What'll we do?
As for Fatu, deal with him as you think fit.
The Don and Mike Show.
He said fut. F-U-T.
Yes, a Chinese character from one of those kung fu movies.
Thank you. Moving faster than the speed of justice, the Don and Mike Show.
And you'll be glad to know, we've edited our bumpers.
Yay!
How many did we lose, Robbie? We had like 87. How many did we lose?
Down to 56.
We lost 30 of them.
Wow. Ah, no problem.
The other one gone down. Yeah, right. No problem.
Yeah.
Here we are, as always, ready to protect and serve. Joe Ardinger. He's out. He's at a mall. Mm-hmm. We've got the tape. Oh, I have to mention that we're giving away a trip for two to Iceland today.
Icelandic cowboy.
Iceland Air. Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. Daily flights to Europe, Scandinavia, the UK, and Iceland. We'll give it away today. We'll play a wacky, crazy game.
That's a good airline. We had a good time on that.
Sure is. We sure did. God, we did.
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, this maybe is not the commercial that they'll want, but I'll give them the commercial that I can say with 100% conviction. If you want the best 3 days of your life, go to Iceland.
Yeah. Right.
But after 3 days... Get out.
isn't that about, I would say that about a million places.
Just about anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, really, there are a lot of places, including great places. I say that about New Orleans, Louisiana, one of my favorite cities in the country.
But, I mean, we were there, and we did everything, and we saw everything, and we drank everything, and we ate everything, and it's 3 days, and then you tapped out.
Well, then you realize you're a foreigner.
Right. Yeah, it's not right. Like Memphis, where you can spend 2 weeks.
So Joe Ardinger is out.
Peabody Ducks.
Joe Ardinger is out of the mall, and he's talking to people about the Passion of the Christ.
That's right.
Because we are, if nothing else, we're not timely. Here we go. Here's Joe interviewing somebody. Somebody who I guess maybe is a helpful white male. Don't know.
Don't know. Mm-hmm.
Don't know the sex. Don't know the race.
Goodbye. This is Joe and his band.
That was our rejoiner. Here we go.
Hi, can I ask you some questions taped for broadcast on CBS Radio?
Sure.
Okay. Do you plan on seeing the new Mel Gibson movie, The Passion of Christ?
Oh, no.
Let it go.
No.
Which movie best represents the teachings of the Bible, Lethal Weapon or Mad Max?
I'm really not familiar with either one.
Which movie do you think will be more significant, The Passion of Christ or The Starsky and the Hutch?
Now,
wow. Rob, written down, right? Clearly written down.
That's the copy. I mean, it's like an eye chart. That's how big the font is that we're using on this.
So he basically skips the second the whole time.
I guess so.
Okay.
I guess so. You know, we just went through all this with him.
Yeah, it was early. That indicated that maybe he just screwed the first one up.
We'd be replaying the entire first segment. So let's move ahead.
Passion of Christ. Did you know?
Well, there you go. The idiot guy on the street said it the same way.
Yes, absolutely.
So, which movie do you think will be more significant, The Passion of Christ or Starsky and Hutch?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said The Passion of Christ.
Yeah.
Joe screwed it up and the guy screwed it up. The guy answered it.
Yeah.
Let's continue.
Yes.
Now that Mel Gibson originally wanted TV's Jim Belushi to play Jesus, isn't his TV show, according to Jim, an excellent program?
No, I didn't know that.
In your opinion, why was Mad Max so mad?
No idea.
Are you Atkins friendly?
Atkins friendly?
You know, like the Atkins diet?
Oh, no. No.
What does the H stand for in Jesus H. Christ?
Jesus H. Christ. No idea.
Thinking it through, though.
Regarding the untimely death of NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt, do you think that God really needed a driver?
No.
Do you have a message for Jesus that we can broadcast to him?
Message to Jesus. No, I pray to him on my own. That could be my own messages.
He's a fun guy. Yeah. I think I'm beginning to see Joe's
point.
Should
I be allowed to proceed with my gay marriage? Why or why not?
That's up to the individual.
Huh.
Aren't you glad the FCC cleaned up radio?
I didn't know they had.
Thanks for your time.
Okay. All right. We'll go with that one. That's a representative sample.
The guy livened up at the end.
Yeah. Here's another one.
I call that liven up.
With Joe.
May I ask you a few questions, taped for broadcast for CBS Radio? Thanks for your time in advance. Do you plan to see the new Mel Gibson movie, The Passion of Christ?
Actually, somebody asked me about that.
Joe,
it's the name of the movie.
Joe. Okay, I'm breaking my own rule that I just said we should let go of. Let this go.
I want an explanation.
Mikey already gave the explanation. It's early.
Yep.
He didn't shave. He didn't know. Okay. He's Joe.
Right.
He's Joe. Okay.
Well, except that's the way he's going to say it.
Right.
What if I told you that before the CD was done, he might have gotten it right?
Oh, that's exciting, Rob.
Maybe.
How many people? Yeah, we may not yeah. have the shelf life for this.
That's true, but I just want to give you something to look forward to.
Oh, you're an incentive.
Okay. I don't think so, because I'm Jewish.
Which movie best represents the teachings of the Bible, Lethal Weapon or Mad Max?
I think neither, yeah.
Which movie do you think will be more significant, The Passion of Christ or The Starsky and the Hutch?
Guess that one through.
Significance.
Which movie do you think will be more significant?
He just said it, folks.
He's out of bed today.
He just
rolled out. And
well, he explained it to
he
him.
He did.
Nervous.
He totally explained it. Very nervous. Now, I don't buy the nervous part anymore.
Significance? I don't know. I think the most popular one will be Starsky and Hutch, you know? Because people doesn't go and look for Christianity, you know what I mean?
Did you know that Mel Gibson originally wanted TV's Jim Belushi to play Jesus? Isn't his TV show, according to Jim, an excellent program?
Hi, you can say that.
In your opinion, why was Mad Max so mad?
Don't know. Actually, I didn't see the movie.
Are you Atkins friendly?
No.
What does the H in Jesus H. Christ stand for?
As I told you, I'm Jewish. I'm not familiar with Christ. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Why wouldn't a Jew be familiar with Christ?
Well, it's her answer. I don't know. I'm not there.
Her answer to a lot of these questions is she's Jewish.
Yes. Well, it's the whole Jesus thing.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Regarding the untimely death of NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt.
All right. Now, she better not answer this one by saying, I don't know because I'm Jewish.
Well, I think there are there any Jewish NASCAR drivers? That would be a question for another show.
Not now, Mike. Not yet.
But someday.
Someday. Well, not in my lifetime. But eventually, I guess that door will come down. I guess eventually, you know, the more popular it becomes, the more we're going to have to let other people in. I guess. Okay. Let me just say, you open the door a little bit. Next thing you know, ain't going to be a door. You NASCAR fans know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying.
Addy.
That's right. Those of you fans, the 48 car, Jimmy Johnson, Lowe's Motor Speedway. Mike was actually quizzing me up in the office today.
Yeah, we're going to have a competition to who knows the car is the best. And you're already, I knew he was memorizing
the numbers.
Cars.
Yeah. Who's the number 24? Who's the number 21? Who's the number 8? That's your NASCAR.
Jimmy Johnson.
Excuse me, back to Joe.
Aren't, do you think that God really needed a driver?
No.
Do you have a message for Jesus that we can broadcast to him?
Yeah, be good.
Should I be allowed to proceed with my gay marriage? Why or why not?
Yeah, I think they should actually, you know. Everybody should do whatever they want.
Yeah. Aren't you glad the FCC has cleaned up radio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time on behalf of Columbia Broadcasting System.
How much do you charge a man for 15 minutes to be alone with you in a hotel room?
He was she was very positive, yeah. Unlike the previous guy.
Yeah,
much more cooperative. So maybe Joe will get it right with the next interview.
Wait, here we go. Ready to spin the wheel?
Yeah, we
unlucky. You want to bet on it?
No, I do not.
You want to bet?
I'll bet that he won't. That he'll mess it up again. It'll be the Passion of Christ again.
Oh, God. Damn, Joe, should I have faith in you, Joe? I'll bet on him at some point. Is it? There are seven of them, Rob?
Yep.
We're up to number four, so I got a 1 in 4 shot if it's this one. Oh, brother. How much you want to bet?
$20?
Yeah. Joe. I'm going to bet on this one he screws it up, so I won't bet the.
Okay,
this
so
one.
It's a push.
I'm going to bet this.
All right, we're not betting then. All right.
No bet.
Because we're both saying he's going to mess it up again.
Here we go. Oh, boy. I could have had $20 if he says it.
Yeah. See what happens.
No, he won't say it.
Hello. May I ask you some questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio?
Sure.
Well, thanks for your time in advance. Do you plan on seeing the new Mel Gibson movie, The Passion of Christ?
Oh, money is safe in my pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now, after this one, there's
number five. Well, no, I'm not betting that. I think he's going to get the next one right.
Well, let's listen to the interview, because I might go against you on
okay,
that.
Okay, we'll
I
see.
Might. Here we go.
No, not at all. I don't go to violent films.
Which movie best represents the teachings of the Bible, Lethal Weapon or Mad Max?
I'm not familiar with either one of them.
Which do you think will be more significant, The Passion of Christ or The Starsky and the Hutch?
He's a dope.
I have no idea. I'm not familiar with Starsky and Hutch. I'm sorry.
She sounds nice, too, doesn't she?
Yeah. Originally wanted TV's Jim Belushi to play Jesus. Isn't his TV show, According to Jim, an excellent program?
I'm not familiar with that. I'm not much of a TV watcher at all.
Well, what do you do?
In your opinion, why was Mad Max so mad?
I have no idea. None. I'm sorry.
Are you Atkins friendly?
I don't think so.
Wow. Now, I did want to point out, of the people that have answered the questions, you were paying attention.
Uh-huh.
All three of the people have said thus far they are not Atkins friendly.
Right. Yes.
They've all also said God did not, they were very definitive about this, God did not need
a driver.
Did not need a driver. And I guess, what was the other one that they were all unanimous on?
I think the Mad Max, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, they all say that they don't know why Mad Max is so mad.
Right.
Okay, the message for Jesus, some people have had the message. The one guy said no on the gay marriage, the other one said
yes.
Nobody's really getting, though, that
nobody's tracking with this.
Right. That no. It's Joe no. Saying, should I proceed with my gay marriage?
Right, right.
Or perhaps is the problem with Joe?
It might be.
That Joe's not
presenting it. Oh, no, not might be. It is.
Joe's not presenting it as, I'm getting married. I'm a hobo.
Okay. He's doing what we want him to do, though. He's reading it, you know.
What does the H stand for in Jesus H. Christ?
I don't have a clue.
Regarding the untimely death of NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt, do you think that God really needed a driver?
Good heavens, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you have a message for you?
That's a big one right there.
Yeah.
Good heavens. No.
Good heavens. Yeah, back it up. Good heavens. No. Good heavens.
What does the H stand for in Jesus H. Christ?
I don't have a clue.
Regarding the untimely death of NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt, do you think that God really needed a driver?
Good heavens, no.
Hello!
Do you have a message for Jesus that we can broadcast to him?
Honey?
That's an interesting question, because I think we talk to Jesus all the time in our hearts. We don't need to broadcast.
Should I be allowed to proceed with my gay marriage? Why or why not?
Say no, honey. I bet she says no.
She's stunned.
She's thoughtful.
Yeah.
She's looking at it.
She thinks about her answer.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even have an idea. I couldn't imagine why people of the same sex would be interested in being married. Uh-huh. I don't understand this stuff at all.
Aren't you glad the FCC has cleaned up radio?
I wish they would.
Yeah, that seems to be a universal.
On behalf of Columbia Broadcasting System, thank you very much.
wonder.
That seems to be a universal answer there,
I
too.
Wish they would.
I that wish woman, they would.
That woman, when I asked her the gay marriage question, almost cried.
I really? Counted the,
so disappointed.
Yeah, it was 12, yeah. It was 12 seconds of her trying to get a response together.
Mm-hmm. But the most passionate answer concerned Dale Earnhardt.
Yes, it did.
Good heavens, no.
Okay, we have three more
Good
left.
Good heavens, no.
We have three more left.
Thanks, Joe. That was a very significant appearance on the show.
What do you think?
I say he might get it right this time.
Come on, you want to put money on it?
Yeah, $20.
So you say he will get it right?
He will say the Passion of the Christ this time.
I'll go against you. I'll say he screws it up again.
Here we go. Another excuse for me to be mad at him.
Hey, can I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio, taped for broadcast? Do you plan on seeing the new Mel Gibson movie, The Passion of Christ?
Winner! Dummy!
Winner!
You
winner! 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 Winner!
All right, it's official. I'm madder than I was.
$20, please. $20, please.
And like all great news correspondents, he starts the interview with, hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, Mike. And see, we do exchange the money on this show.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, there, dummy.
Hey, thanks, Joe. We might have a chance to win it back on the next one.
What's this T-A-T mean?
Yes, in your opinion, why was Mad Max so mad?
Killed his people, his family.
Are you at...
Hey, all right. Yeah. Hold on. There you go.
There you go. Yeah. Why was Mad Max so mad?
Very good.
You missed a lot of it. Because you didn't stop it when you exchanged money. You missed a lot of that.
My goodness. Oh. Oh, you're right. Yeah, because that was question number, why is Mad Max so mad?
From the top again.
Oh, well, okay. Let's start this guy over.
Yeah, I like this guy.
But at least he knows why Mad Max is so mad.
That's great.
They killed his family.
Hey, can I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio, taped for broadcast? Do you plan on seeing the new Mel Gibson movie, The Passion of Christ?
$20.
Which movie best represents the teaching of the Bible, Lethal Weapon or Mad Max?
Lethal Weapon.
Which movie do you think will be more significant, The Passion of Christ or The Starsky and the Hutch?
Starsky and Hutch.
Did you know that Mel Gibson originally wanted TV's Jim Belushi to play Jesus? Isn't his TV show, according to Jim, an excellent program?
Yes,
In your opinion, why was Mad Max so mad?
He killed his people, his family.
There you go.
Are you Atkins friendly?
No.
What does the H...
That's unanimous.
Yeah.
Everybody is not Atkins friendly.
Everybody's eating carbs.
And Jesus H. Christ stand for?
Holy.
Regarding the
Hey!
Yes. Come on. Not only does he know why Mad Max is mad, he knows what the H stands for.
So good.
Hi, my name is Jesus Holy Christ.
Wow. That is fantastic.
Jesus H. Christ with you.
Great answer. NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt, do you think that God really needed a driver?
No.
No!
Do you have a message for Jesus that we can broadcast to him?
Keep doing your work.
Should I be allowed to proceed with my gay marriage? Why or why not?
No, it ain't good.
Aren't you glad the FCC has cleaned up radio?
I suppose so.
Well, on behalf of Columbia Broadcasting System, thank you very much.
Ooh, yeah. There you go. All right.
That's great. That was a good ending.
We got a break here. A lot of people calling about Joe Scott.
Yeah.
Hi, Scott. Don and Mike Show.
Nobody's making a comment about the Starsky and the Hutch.
Okay, that's how we wrote it for him. We wanted him.
I know. It's just funny that nobody's catching onto that part either, right?
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, that's true. Nobody's corrected him when he says the Starsky and the Hutch.
Well, but we did correct him in the beginning.
Well, we can, but I think he might mean the people that are being interviewed.
Right.
Nobody's saying, it's not the Starsky and the Hutch. It's Starsky and Hutch.
Nobody questioned any of the questions, in fact.
Right. I mean, it's just hilarious.
Show when you put a microphone in front of people, you can tell them anything.
Right. I get it. Yeah. And I guess what we're saying here is, even though Joe is dumb,
right.
The people that he's interviewing are even dumber than he is.
Yes, so exactly.
How can we be faulting sweet doughy-headed Joe?
That's right? What you learn when you go Joe walking.
Yeah, you could put a microphone in a pigeon's talons, and the pigeon could go out and do this.
You're right, Buzz. Hey, Joe, you got to change your name to Jay, so that we can do this jaywalking.
No, I like Joe walking.
Jaywalking. Few questions for NBC. Morning with Mad Max, Joe, man.
But Jay Leno wouldn't do the...
No, they wouldn't be funny.
Maybe he would now, though. He's got shock jock stuttering John.
Yeah, you never know.
That's a good hire, incidentally.
Yeah.
That's a real good hire. That's going to bring a lot of people to Leno.
Going to change everything.
How much do you think Letterman was laughing?
Oh, my God.
When somebody called him up and said, hey, guess what? Jay Leno hired a new announcer.
Well, didn't Howard call Letterman? That's what I heard, that they had a conversation about it. Which is, I would have loved to be a fly on the wall for that one.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Let me see. We're losing Ed Hall. Who do I get? How about Stuttering John?
Wow. Good call.
Yeah.
Good, strong call. What do you think about that, ma'am?
Good heavens, no.
Hello!
Good heavens, no.
Okay, hold on. Hello. Where was Joe saying hello?
That was it. I just thought that was funny that the people were...
Ah, it's you. All right.
True. That's still me.
Forgot about you. Yeah, hold on. I got a prize for you. A DVD copy of a really great movie, American Splendor, now available on Vivid and Vicious, wherever videos are sold to movie critics, and called Plain Brilliant.
All right.
They said that about this show as well.
Plain Brilliant.
Just plain.
Not brilliant.
Just plain.
Oh, good heavens, no.
The critics say plain, but it's Buzz Burbank that says...
Brilliant! Hey, hold on a second. I think we get the gist of this thing with Joe, but we should at least hear...
We got to hear up until... Well, Rob has teased us, indicating that at some point...
One of the next two will get the title of the movie correct.
Or not, right, Rob?
I said maybe.
You.
Good heavens, no.
Hey, you want half this 20?
Wouldn't kill me.
That's found money. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Good heavens, no.
They're more soothing than a pair of buttery soft moccasins. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You like us?
Good heavens, no.
How'd you just die? I'd just die right now.
Good heavens, no.
No, she's not done. Against that.
Good heavens, no. Joe on the street, we're done with this. Let's find out if he ever does get the title of the movie correct.
Let's see how he does.
Maybe we'll get some payoff here.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, can I ask you a few questions, tape for broadcast for CBS Radio?
Did he start that by saying, well?
Well, here we go.
The script doesn't say well.
That's real Joe. That's like a sigh. Yeah.
Well, can I ask you a few questions, tape for broadcast for CBS Radio?
Which radio?
CBS Radio.
CBS Radio.
Yeah. Do you plan on seeing the new Mel Gibson movie, The Passion of Christ?
Nope.
All right, that means... Mm-hmm. Listen,
only one more.
I could skip ahead so we can see if he does it in the next one.
Oh, let's hear another interview.
Yeah, might as well.
Okay. You know, the doughy-headed slacker.
Okay. I tell you.
Yes.
Which movie best represents the teaching of the Bible, Lethal Weapon or Mad Max?
Honey.
Lethal Weapon.
Which movie do you think will be more significant?
Hold on.
I like the way she gives it a lot of thought.
Oh, I'm glad we stuck with it.
Yeah. Like it's a quiz.
Yeah. Which best represents the teachings of the Bible?
Lethal Weapon. Yeah, I'm sure about that. Final answer.
That's right, Bobo. Hey, Bobo.
And Rob got to see Bobo's mother-in-law.
Yeah, and I saw a picture of Bobo's mother-in-law as well.
You saw a still picture?
Yes, you nailed it.
Yeah.
You absolutely nailed it.
Note the big Adam's apple.
What you said is that she had no neck and the woman looks like a totem pole. I mean, just totally straight up and down.
Wow. That's right, Bobo. Hey, Bobo.
Have a Lethal Weapon or Mad Max?
Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Which movie do you think will be more significant? The Passion of the Christ or the Starsky and the Hutch?
Hold on, what? He got it right
that
time.
He got it right then.
He did. But he said significance.
Yeah.
But I did say that once he would.
Yeah, but if we'd bet on that one, it would have been up to debate because we said the first line should be the Passion of
Christ.
Well,
he did get it right at least once because he's getting warmed up.
Yes.
This is like playing poker with Rob.
Right.
I didn't tell you that sevens were wild.
I'm sorry, that's the rule. You'll have to say as you exit.
Is it a Lethal Weapon or Mad Max?
Lethal Weapon.
Right. Which movie do you think will be more significant, the Passion of the Christ or the Starsky and the Hutch?
The movie that's coming out now.
Did you know that Mel Gibson originally wanted TV's Jim Belushi to play Jesus?
Wait a minute, ask me again.
Did you know that Mel Gibson originally wanted TV's Jim Belushi?
Ask me again.
Jesus? Isn't his TV show, According to Jim, an excellent program?
That's a good read.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was that little hummer?
Are you
acting? Back it up.
Lee, loses his place.
It was a little Frankensteinish, wasn't it?
Are you Atkins friendly?
Hold on, it's back farther than that, for goodness sakes. 3:54. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you Atkins friendly?
What does that mean?
In your opinion, why was Mad Max so mad?
I don't know anything about this. I think I was the wrong person to ask this. I have no idea.
What does the H stand for in Jesus H. Christ?
Yeah. I don't know.
Regarding the untimely death of
Master question
driver
it, though,
Dale Earnhardt, do you think that God really needed a driver?
Yes.
Do you have a message for Jesus that we can broadcast to him?
No. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah.
Should I be allowed to proceed with my gay marriage? Why or why not?
Yes, you should.
Why?
Why?
I see nothing against it. I see nothing wrong with it.
Aren't you glad the FCC has cleaned up radio?
Yeah.
Well, on behalf of the Columbia Broadcast System, thank you very much.
Now it's
good
Columbia
Broadcast.
Now it's the Columbia Broadcast System. Yeah. You know, it's a wild card. You never know what's going to come out of his mouth. And I think, really, was he interviewing a relative there?
We got one more. I'm telling you, he's the Rhodes Scholar. He's the Mensa.
I think he brings him out. I think he seeks out people that are more challenged than he is.
I think, generally speaking, what time did we send to the mall? What time did we get there? Noon?
Like
11. You think it's the national average, Don? The dumbing of America?
I think so. I
don't know. I don't want to check.
I think on an average Wednesday morning at 10:30, 11 o'clock at a mall, that's what you're going to get.
The bald-headed middle-aged men are no fun. Hey, guys, can I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio?
You hear that? They had to roll out of here real fast. I think that street cred for gotta go.
Joe, just a tip from me to you. If you have a joke that you have on the tape, don't use it before we play the tape.
Right, right, exactly. I wasn't sure you'd get to it.
Oh, hold on. Hi, Robbie. Sorry.
He sounds a little like Ernie Scar when he says that.
Yes, they had to roll out of that street cred.
I did enjoy, even though I knew it was coming, the little a bit of Joe editorializing at the beginning.
Joe getting frustrated.
The anger. Right. Angry Joe.
Excuse me, sir. Can I ask you some questions for CBS Radio, tape for broadcast?
Sure.
Here we go.
Do you plan on seeing the new Mel Gibson movie, The Passion of Christ?
I think so, yeah.
Which movie best represents the teachings of the Bible, Lethal Weapon or Mad Max?
Are you going to answer the series?
Lethal Weapon or Mad Max?
He's going to answer it seriously. No? He's laughing.
Mad Max, I guess.
Which movie do you think will be more significant, The Passion of the Christ or The Starsky and the Hutch?
Hey!
The Passion of the Christ.
Wow, he got it.
Hey!
Now, why is it with that second one? Why can't he read the first Passion of the Christ?
He got it right.
He probably wouldn't have a good answer for that.
Mike, he got that one right all the way through.
He nailed that
happenstance.
Which movie do you think will be more significant, The Passion of the Christ or The Starsky and the Hutch?
Yes, he got that one.
Proud of you, Joe. Way to go. 1 out of 7. Way to go.
Did you know that Mel Gibson originally wanted TV's Jim Belushi to play Jesus? Isn't his TV show, According to Jim, an excellent program?
That's two questions. No, I didn't realize Mel Gibson wanted Jim Belushi to play that, and I suppose the program's okay.
In your opinion, why was Mad Max so mad?
I think he was crazy mad, not angry mad.
Thank you.
Are you Atkins friendly?
Atkins friendly? The Atkins diet? No.
What does the unanimous H stand for in Jesus H Christ?
Hernandez.
Regarding the untimely death of NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt, do you think that God really needed a driver?
No.
Again, no.
Everybody thinks
do you have
it.
A message for Jesus that we can broadcast to him?
Praise the Lord.
Hey, should I be allowed to proceed with my gay marriage? Why or why not?
Sure, you should be able to. Why? Because I think it's forming a bond between two people who love each other.
Yeah. Aren't you glad the FCC has cleaned up radio?
I think it's a good thing.
On behalf of Columbia Broadcasting System, thank you very much.
I was with you till that last part, sir.
Good heaven, no.
Well, that was one of the more definitive guys.
Yeah.
A guy that really, you know, gave
good his hand. Good heaven, no.
Wow.
So that's Joe at the mall.
Which is more significance? That's the one I'll never understand. I really, as doughy-headed as he is.
But they all got it, though. They all understood.
Yeah. Well, it's because the microphone was there.
And what I don't understand is that without, like, even a pause for a laugh, that guy said that Jesus' middle name is Hernandez.
That was terrific. Yeah.
I enjoyed that. Thought about
a lot of those answers are very funny. Think about all the people that, you know, this is a joke question.
Right.
Which movie best represents the teachings of the Bible? People thought about it.
Right.
I guess Mad Max.
Mad Max.
I guess Lethal Weapon. I didn't know that one of the guys, in essence, that last guy just said, oh, really? Did Mel Gibson want Jim Belushi to play Jesus?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, come on.
And then his TV show's all right.
And also, I liked when the lady asked whether it was The Passion of the Christ or starts getting out. She says, the one that's just coming out.
Yeah.
That one.
Anyway,
she didn't want to be challenged at all, Rob.
That's our world. And that's Joe, and that's everybody out there. And thanks.
And you know what? You're going to be surprised at this. I request many more on-the-street interviews with Joe Arnger. I think he's good at it, and I think and what's even more important is just getting the real slice of America.
It's like Boone's Farm Wine, though.
Yes.
I mean, it's good the first time you go out and get drunk on it, but you couldn't go out and get drunk on it every night.
Now, if you did it every night, then, your liver would fall out.
After a while, your tastes change.
That's right.
Sure. When you're first entering into the world.
You're saying keep it to the big stories of the day.
That's right.
Right.
I liken Joe to Boone's Farm Wine.
Sure.
You know, back in the day,
right.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
You were in the field at Earl B. Wood Junior High on a Friday night, that's what you took that bottle and you had some Boone's Farm Wine. Because
did you ever have Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill?
You bet your ass.
That came out right after Boone's Farm Apple Wine and was more popular in our woods.
Boone's.
When we snuck into the woods to drink it.
Boone's Farm. And the reason that kids could get it back then, well, first off, back then everything was better. Back then than it was now.
Of course it was.
But the relevance to Joe is that it was like white trash. The equivalent of white trash wine.
We didn't know any better.
Yeah, I think that's what Boone's Farm was.
We also took blackberry brandy for some reason was... And it's the foulest stuff you'll ever taste in your life.
You know, it was a trend when I was like a junior is people were buying Robitussin.
Wow.
How nasty is that?
You were
getting carded for cough syrup.
Don and I come from an era where it was...
That's the dividing line.
Younger.
Ages. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 18.
Right? It was 18, not 21.
Same with me.
I'll always remember that a guy at my school, Jeff Sloan, missed drinking at 18 by 10 days.
Really?
And he was bitter.
Yeah, Jeff. See, now there's the division. How old are you? What are you, 30-something like that?
30-something? I will be 33 on March 8th.
Okay, so you're young enough. That when you were in school, would you stop with that? We all know that that's your birthday, boy.
March 8th.
Aren't we allowed 3 hints? That's only my second hint.
Oh, it's unlimited.
Oh, it is? Buzz does it like 8 months out.
Will you remind me?
Yes, I will.
I'm going to buy the boy a decent present.
Oh, I thought you meant remind Buzz about Buzz's birthday. You want Buzz to remind you about Rob's birthday.
And Rob, will you remind me about Buzz's birthday? And will both of you remind me about... No, Don's is, you know, this is silly.
Yeah.
September 18th.
Yeah.
I would prefer your standard
How about
tip,
that, huh?
June 22nd?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. We just had our queer eye moment.
That was a touching moment.
We know each other's birthdays.
Mm-hmm. That was very touching.
And Mike,
18 years.
Birthday.
I would prefer your standard gift.
Okay. All right, you got it.
We have a trip coming up.
All right, very good. Yeah. No problem. Yeah, I understand.
Yes.
All right, no problem.
Cash, that's what you'd like.
You got it, baby.
Right. No need to be crass, no but yes, I would be 33, so... I was right in the era when they switched from 18 to 21.
And incidentally,
so back then, kids would get carded for Robitussin. Back when back when we were kids, would you think to get off on Robitussin? No, you got your Boone's Farm.
And you would always have a kid that was a senior. You would always have a senior that could go in and legally buy booze. And I think, frankly, they ought to make it 18 again. If we got guys that are going over to Iraq and their heads blown off, they ought to be able to come back and buy a legal drink.
Yep. There was always a senior, or as we called him, Brad.
Senior Brad.
Senior Brad.
Senior Brad.
Your man. Your man.
How's that marriage working out for Senior Brad?
You know, they said it wouldn't last, but he's in his second happy week.
Senior Brad.
Wow. His second happy week.
That's
delightful. Listen, Craig, today, it's a good thing that we were just doing that homo thing with our birthdays, because Craig Wilson in USA Today today is absolutely the Craigiest.
Oh, excellent.
So that we don't do this feature regularly anymore. We only do it when it's really, really just as gay can be.
Way out there.
And it is today. And you can follow along if you like, usatoday.com. This is not one of our made-up ones. This is the real one from USA Today. From the front page of the style section. The final word by Craig Wilson.
Feelings. On the red carpet, plumage reflects cash, not taste.
The Oscar this Sunday night, like most of you, I'll be watching. That is until I fall asleep, which usually happens right after the best supporting actors are announced and long before the big guns are paraded out. I'm old enough to know you have to sit through a lot of art directors before you get to see Nicole Kidman.
But even with my abbreviated viewing, there still will be enough time to get a glimpse of what the stars are wearing.
After all these years, I'm still amazed how beautiful people with so much money to spend and so much access to fashion, fine as mine, can look so bad on the biggest night of their lives.
There's something reassuring about it, though. Money doesn't buy good taste. Never has, never will.
Men always have had it easier, of course. Take the homeliest guy on earth, put him in a tux, and he looks terrific. Maybe even dashing. I've seen it happen 1,000 times.
You go to your old pal's wedding, the guy was born in a football jersey, and there he is, standing there at the altar in a tuxedo.
Looking almost legitimate.
Even his soon-to-be mother-in-law is pleasantly surprised at the transformation.
I wore my tux to the office Christmas party this year.
That's funny right there.
My friend Mary and I were maneuvering the annual cocktail cart up and down the aisle, and I wanted to look festive doing so. We've handed out bags of peanuts.
I sensed immediately that my tux was giving me a new level of respect, although the fact that I was dispensing drinks to thirsty journalists just off deadline might have had something to do with my newfound popularity.
Think so, Craig? You think they were talking much about you?
Some colleagues even followed me around. I'd like to think they were checking out my patent leather slippers. And not the Scotch supply.
But back to the Oscars.
My friend Patty and I were talking the other day. Patty, Mary, all his friends. And we agreed that we don't understand why women who are nominated for an Oscar don't just stop by the Armani store on Rodeo Drive, pick out a little number, and be done with it.
Then when Joan Rivers asked them what they're wearing, they simply say Armani and keep walking that red carpet. Mm-hmm. Not only that, they look good doing it.
And instead, beautiful Gwyneth Paltrow shows up in outfits that may make us ask the question we'd rather not ask. What was she thinking?
And didn't Bjork come dressed as an ostrich or swan or some sort of fowl a couple of years ago? Or was that at the Grammys? It doesn't matter. Where I come from, people don't dress like swans.
At least not on the really big night.
I want to say I got the winning paragraph coming up right here. If you're playing at home,
excellent.
I still remember Barbara Streisand's outfit the night she won her Oscar for Funny Girl in 1968. It was a see-through pajama number, complete with bell bottoms. I was about to say it was so bad, it was wonderful, but I can't because it wasn't.
We deserve better.
Well, then we got to re-cue. We got to reset.
Boy, there's some great lines there this week.
No kidding.
I'm not surprised that he remembers Barbara Streisand's outfit.
That's a stereotype, Mike.
Sorry about that.
Patty thinks there should be some sort of fine levied against the rich and famous who dress poorly, because they really have no excuse for doing so. She thinks it's a crime. They should be punished.
The fine money would then be distributed among hip poor people who would know how to dress for such events.
Like Patty!
Sounds fairer than a tax break to me.
There it is, wow. The final word by Craig Wilson.
He's back.
Is he a man?
Good heaven, no.
I didn't think so.
I'd like to watch the Oscars with him.
Ma'am, would a man spend an entire column in a national newspaper writing about women's fashion?
Good heaven,
and
no.
What a memory, still remembering Barbara Streisand's outfit the night she won her Oscar for Funny Girl.
Do you believe that, ma'am?
Good heaven, no.
And how about all of his friends at the newspaper when he was running up and down the aisles in his tuxedo?
Some colleagues even followed me around.
And wearing his slippers? Can you picture that, ma'am?
Good heaven, no.
No.
Who wants peanuts?
We even handed up
heaven, no.
Bags of peanuts.
Bags of peanuts. Told you we'd only read it when it's really special.
Thank you, Craig, and please keep those coming.
Never heard back from him, you know, when I sent him the columns you and I wrote.
Oh, right.
Still haven't heard back.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that.
Well,
me too.
He's out of the regular rotation on the show. He's only on when he's really on.
Yeah. And he was on today, Buster.
Craig Wilson, Joe Ardinger, Armani.
Joe Ardinger wearing his patent leather slippers.
My dear Barbara Streisand.
Funny girl.
Good heavens, no.
Good heavens, no.
That's a keeper. Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Fokker. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show.
Va, 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 darling. The Don and Mike Show.
We talked about all the dumb TV shows last night, except the best one, 24.
I was hearing during the break you were telling Rob you were not happy with 24.
Here's why I wasn't happy. That they had promised in all of the ads during American Idol.
Right.
It finally happens tonight on 24.
Right.
Finally it happens. And if you follow the story, you know that that means the virus is finally going to be released in Los Angeles.
And that's the virus that was released by the terrorists, right? The drug terrorists?
Yeah. Now, it did happen.
Mm-hmm.
A guy did have the vial blow up and he had, like, white powder on his face. But it happened at exactly the last moment of the show as it went from 3 a.m. to 4 a.m.
So what happened is that they went away as soon as that. You didn't see anything more.
Yeah, right. You see the vial break and the guy's got the stuff on his face and then it's... Dun, 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 you know, they do the dun,
right,
dun, and then
right.
It's black.
So you have to tune in next week to find out what happened.
Yeah. That's how they get you, Mike. Mm-hmm. Tune in next week.
See how sick everybody gets.
Tune in next week. But it was, listen, thank God they haven't taken away our violence yet on network television.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
At one point, now it's not as good as when they tortured Jack Bauer.
Right.
No.
But they had the bad guy who's got the virus, and they take a knife, and he says, You cannot do anything to me. I cannot help you. The virus is out. And Chase, of course his name is Chase.
Right.
Or was it Jack that did it to him first? Takes out the knife.
First Jack, then Chase.
Takes out the knife and just right there, and you see it right in his hand.
Cuts right into it.
You know, I thought I'm watching The Passion of Christ. Hi, Joe. I know
right, he really sliced open the hand.
Yeah.
Huh?
And then when the guy passed out, Jack Bauer said, "When he wakes up, do it again." It was a strong episode.
Nasty Jack Bauer.
Except I wanted the virus to be released like at 3:01. I'm going on time on the show.
You mean
show,
you wanted to see the whole show to be that part of the storyline?
Right.
And what they did is they ramped you up to it and then nothing.
And I know another reason why you're upset probably is, did you see when the next new episode is?
I thought it was next Tuesday.
March 22nd.
I thought they said March 30th.
Get out toward
the end of March. That's
looking how disappointed.
You're
really
kidding me.
No.
You're
killing me.
They're done. They're done for a while.
Look at that. Look at that.
Well, that stinks.
Yes, it does.
And I was also hoping when the guy got the face full of virus, and that really will ruin your day, I was hoping he was going to lose fingers in the fan, weren't you?
Yeah, it seemed like he had to reach underneath one a giant fan in the basement of a hotel to be able to reach this virus.
Hey, if you want a face full of virus, just go back to one of the sales cubicles.
And weren't you also hoping, being as his fingers weren't cut off, mm-hmm. that when that virus got on his face, that like his face would start to bubble? And
something,
and,
yeah, but it doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't.
I think it might even start with the...
And I think they're setting us out for a disappointment because the virus is released in the basement of a building where it can be contained. So I'll bet when we come back in a month that it doesn't even get out of the building.
In a month, Jesus Christ. In a month.
So you guys are praying for the carnage. That's what you want.
Well, of course.
On this show, you want it to be as bad as it can
be. That's a show.
Yeah, come on. I agree. Mitch. Hello, Mitch.
On to Mike's show. Hey.
What's happening?
Hi.
Hey, those guys are pros. Jack grabs him around the neck, gives him in a chokehold. And says, Chase! And then Chase comes in and whips out the knife, cuts the guy's hand.
Is that how they did Chase do it the first time?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Pulls him and Chase cuts him.
It was all a blur.
All right. See you later.
So what are they going to be popping on in its place, then? They're leaving you hanging there.
I don't know. Probably something good, though. I didn't even know all the good shows Fox ran until I watched last night. I saw the ad for the dumb has-been celebrities on the Spelling Bee.
Celebrity Spelling Bee, not doing that well in the ratings.
And they've got Garden of Eden coming up, which they wouldn't really explain what it is.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
If you could live your life and never have to worry about anything, would you? And then, of course, but like every reality show, they're saying that there's going to be tribes and people will be voted off. Alliances will be formed.
More of the same.
And here now is the Passion of Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome special contributor Joe Ardinger.
I think the reason they're...
Good heaven. No.
What, Joe?
The reason they're taking the month off is because not only the new programming, but of course March Madness will be
all
the rage, I guess, on another station, so they don't want to compete.
Thanks, Joe. Right. Joe, incidentally, listen, as I think we've mentioned many times before, we're very fond of you. Sure. Don't ever think, because you got a segment, that you can just come in and speak.
Okay, thanks. I just thought I'd tell you that March Madness.
I understand. I understand how the broadcasting business works. Thank you. Captain Obvious coming in today. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, you got to discipline your boy every now and then.
Sure do. Mike, we've been all over this Mel Gibson thing
today. Yes, we have.
He is one ambitious dude. He is doing this movie about Jesus Christ, and now his next movie. How do you follow up if you're Mel Gibson?
I don't think you can.
I'm telling you.
I think you've been to the mountaintop.
Yeah. He's got it. He's making a movie about Evel Knievel. I swear
that
to God.
That couldn't be better.
Swear to God, no pun intended.
Hey, I'm watching that one.
Yes, executive producer for the Evel Knievel story. That is what Mel Gibson is doing
now.
Hey,
you know what? That's a good subject. Yeah. I mean, Evel Knievel, we've had a Evel Knievel on this show a couple of times.
And Robbie Knievel.
And Robbie Knievel. And they're fun. You know, I think the most fun we had with them was when they would come by together. That was
This is Evel Knievel. I'm here in Washington, D.C. with my son, Robbie. Robbie, would you ever listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara?
No.
Neither would I.
Good heaven, no.
There you go.
And, of course, the part that's cut out there is where they said the other radio station we used to work at.
Ah.
But all of our drops used to be personalized for those stations.
Isn't Evel Knievel on death's door? Isn't he in really... I heard he's really, really rough physical shape.
But Robbie is on top of the world. Have you seen his new ad for Dawn?
Yes.
What is it? Dishwashing liquid.
Really? Yeah. You know, I think it's safe to say Robbie a much more successful daredevil than his father was. I mean, his father made his fame by just racking himself up.
And also about the Robbie Knievel commercial, I find it, I have a bias against the product Dawn.
Oh, because, yeah, I know. You were married to a Dawn.
Because when I was 18, I was married for 3 months to a woman named Dawn who is currently working at a sewage plant in upstate Minnesota.
You love to mention that.
And, she's changed locale. She's moved from Wisconsin to Minnesota.
But she's still working in a sewage treatment plant?
Yeah. I always knew that girl was sewage. That's her life now.
Well, it must have been downhill.
That's her life. Jesus Christ, what were we just talking about? Oh, Dawn.
We're talking about Dawn. You don't like
I've got a thing
Robbie
against.
Knievel.
I got a thing against Dawn to begin with because of the girl Dawn.
I don't like Robbie Knievel with that bandana.
Here's what I don't believe. I don't believe you could really cleanly wash 10,000 dishes with that little bottle of the stuff that they're.
I do.
I do too.
Do you really?
Dawn is the best.
They wouldn't, but the dishes would not be clean.
They'd be squeaky clean.
Ten. 1,000
Now, let me ask you something. You're talking about that little detergent. How do you do it? Because I'll put my little sprayer on, and I'll put a dab, and it kind of rinses away, and then you need more.
Well, what you do is you make...
I don't think it's sanitary to put all the dishes in the big bucket.
And, Mike, hold on. Stop and think about it. 10,000 dishes washed?
I think it's fixed.
No, it's fine.
It is. Yeah.
Bro, how much Dawn did they put in the dishes?
Well, here's the thing. At the very end...
This sounds like a commercial.
They're indicating, because they're holding him a bottle that indicates it's anywhere between 8 to 12 ounces.
Okay.
And they say to him, next time, maybe you'll want to try this challenge. And they pull out one of those big, like, Price Club size.
So they're going to make him jump more.
So what they're indicating is that, and this is what I dispute with Dawn, not only the woman, the sewage woman, but with Dawn, the dishwasher.
Are you talking the traditional way of doing it, where you fill the sink up with water, you put in the detergent, and then you just bring the, and you put them in, you wash dry, wash dry?
How they do it, yeah. Right.
You see, you could do 10,000.
They can't say it on TV if it's not.
Rob, I love TV. I love TV as much as you do.
It takes grease out of your way.
There is no way.
You really use this product?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you do too, Buzz?
No, I don't.
But listen, but why are you involved in this?
I believe the claim.
Guys. 10,000. Think how many dishes 10,000 dishes are, though. I grant you this.
Well, you're not using the detergent. You're using the water.
You could get a gigantic.
Really? That's how you use the detergent. It's soap and water.
You could get a big kiddie pool full of water.
Helping out,
right?
You could put all of the Dawn dishwashing detergent in there. Maybe you could wash. I'm saying.
You know, your newsman over here thought that I don't know how it works. I know how to wash dishes.
You said they were cheating by using water. That's how you use soap.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that you could probably get 5,000 dishes on water alone.
And here's my point. Again, you and I connected, even though we're not connected. Because the point is, how clean are those dishes?
Right.
I'm not disputing.
I bet they're not squeaky.
Listen,
if
you wanted to, in theory, couldn't you wash 100,000 dishes with one tube of Dawn?
Yeah, you're really washing them with the water.
If you really didn't care about how clean your dishes were,
then it wouldn't be really clean. 10,000 would be clean.
Yeah,
there's no way I believe that.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, how many dishes do you generate at one meal?
Me?
Well,
you
like a family.
How many do you?
100. 100.
Me too.
And that's just for the appetizer.
And you know what? That might count pieces of flatware.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes hardly any soap.
Before dishwashers, were very popular, or if I was ever in a house without a dishwasher,
hey, Buzz,
and you have to put them in the sink, I always thought that was gross.
Like pieces Dawn, of food. Dawn.com is, I think, a porno site.
Oh, dear.
Thanks for the tip.
Oh, you're welcome. See, somebody do a search engine. God, how come this is not...
We have no dishwasher. Our dishes are fine.
Google.
Really?
Yes. You've eaten food from my kitchen. It's delicious.
So you do it the old-fashioned way.
Yes, I let Carrie do it.
Listen, as long as we're on the topic, I don't know how to tell you this.
Okay.
But when I was at your house last time for Robert's party...
Yes.
The food tasted awful. And it wasn't the food. It was the dirty dishes, Rob.
Chunks of dried food on the dishes.
All right.
Normally, it's okay once you brush the ants aside.
So you don't have a pop for dishwasher.
I'm doing the Google search for Dawn.
Here you go.
But is it Procter & Gamble, Rob?
I don't know.
Dawn detergent. Procter & Gamble. I got it, Buzz. Here you go. Dawn. What is this? It's just the general information. It's not like a fancy site that has pop-ups and everything.
Go to the one that says the graph how to do 10,000.
Don, I don't think you'd ever be able to prove this anyway.
Well, maybe they're making the claim on their website.
But you can do it. You can put a drop of that stuff in and say you're using Dawn and then wash them with water.
Activate.
I tell you, Dawn is the best about, like, cutting grease.
Activate on contact.
A long time.
How do you? Yeah. Why are
because
you behind
I
this product?
Because I do dishes.
Well, I do dishes, too.
But you don't have the you have the option of using a dishwasher.
Well,
guys,
I rinse my dishes.
10,000 dishes.
Mm-hmm.
How clean can those dishes be?
It depends on it also depends on the type of dish.
That's true.
Well, the ones that...
Lasagna.
No, and I'm not talking about the quality of the china. I'm talking about the fact of what's on there. Like, if you leave ketchup overnight...
Yes, true.
That's what I want to see. Tackle that one.
I don't know.
Melted cheese that allowed to congeal.
I'm just pointing out, and I'm standing by.
Hamster.
I don't think you get 10,000 clean dishes.
A paste made of blood and cinnamon.
No matter what, it's on the dishes.
Right.
I didn't mention that to you either. I believe I got ripped off at the pet store.
No matter if it was tongue scrapings that had been on those dishes
for 2 days.
You know how long the hamster that I had in the brand new cage that I bought for my daughters 2 weekends ago lasted?
How long?
3 days.
Wow.
And I put brand new bedding in, brand new food, full water. It had full food,
3 days, I went out, and there was a frozen furball in the hamster cage.
But do you know what's great about a dead hamster is you can use them to wash 10,000 dishes.
And then scrape your tongue with it.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, the fur is so coarse.
It really, really takes it.
And listen, is there anything grosser? I recently had the wonderful experience of replacing my tongue scraper, and before I got rid of the old one, I gave it the old sniff test.
Oh.
Is there anything worse smelling than smelling the tongue scraper?
You know, I know you guys are big on the tongue scrapers, and I think Buzz even...
You have to be. If you're a smoker, you know, I smoke 3 cigars a day, sometimes 4. Man, you got to.
No, I use the brushing of the tongue works just as well.
No, that induces vomiting.
Yeah, paper,
yeah, I know, it's not very efficient for getting away in the back of your mouth.
You know what actually would work better? The tongue scraper with just a little drop of Dawn dishwashing liquid on it.
It would take plaque right out of your way.
10,000 mouths.
Did you know that when there are grease spills on highways, the officials use Dawn to clean it up?
It's true.
Shut up, Buzz.
10,000 spills.
Are you making that up, or did you just find that somewhere?
I found it.
What?
I found it.
Well, where'd you find it?
At the Dawn website.
The Dawn website. Oh, now everybody's
here. We got it now. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
And there's more than one kind, too.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. I use that Dawn, man. I'm mountain bike, so I got a bike chain that gets greasy and gunky. And, man, I use that stuff on
an old brush. Hold on. Do you understand my argument here? Do you think you could really wash cleanly 10,000 dishes?
You could use water, and you could just wipe it off the rag. And
I think it's a claim that's impossible to dispute, Don.
Exactly.
You can't dispute the claim. It's impossible.
Okay, it's all right.
I don't know about 10,000 plates, but, man, I'll tell you what, it does a wonder on my bicycle chain.
There
you
go.
You know what? You'd be able to do it. The water thing that he's talking about.
It does a wonder on my bicycle chain. Uh-huh. That's the ad they're looking for.
Yeah. Well, why don't they just get Robbie Knievel to go out there and run his motorcycle onto a wall and get a crappy and then go ahead and have him clean a chain off with some Dawn.
Thank you.
That's grease.
No, there you go.
See you at Passion of Christ.
Have we ever talked about a product this much?
No, we haven't.
What are we getting for it?
Nothing, which is why we're stopping to talk about
10,000
it.
We're stopping talking
about it now. I don't believe that, Buzz. I don't believe it, and I don't believe it because of the woman and because of the product.
I know. What's your prejudice?
There you go.
Impossible to dispute that claim.
Dawn. Hi, I'm Dawn. Marry me when you're 18, even though we both know it's a mistake. I'm Dawn. Oh, and what am I doing blaming her? I swear to Christ to you, I was standing up there. Yes, my brother this the next time he's on the show. When I was standing up there, getting ready to marry that skank, mother of one of my children, I actually said to my brother, who was my best man, this is a gigantic mistake.
You said that to her?
I said it. And he said to me, ask him the next time he's on the show. He said to me, well, why don't you just leave? And I said, look at all these people. I can't do it.
Right.
I totally...
Did you have a big church wedding?
Yeah, well, Wisconsin church.
Right.
So that, yes, having said that, as big as Wisconsin gets.
So the pressure was. You didn't want to be like Dudley Moore and Arthur.
No, it's my fault. It's not Dawn's fault. It's my fault. It's my fault.
What the hell are you calculating?
But still, you couldn't do 10,000 dishes. What are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out about if you could. I think you could. It depends on the dishes.
Yeah.
Well, do you count a knife or a fork as a dish?
No. In the commercial, he is jumping over 10,000 standard dinner plates.
You do it with water. That's why it's impossible to prove. You should do it with water. It's diluted.
Hello,
concentrate.
Don and Mike. Rob.
Here's
another good. No, a different Rob. This guy, another fantastic claim about this product.
Another believer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Don and Mike, they used that to clean up the XL Valdez spill.
They use Dawn dishwashing liquid?
Yeah, they use that and like big Pampers diapers or something. That's what they had to use to clean the rocks off and all the birds and stuff.
No, wait, is Procter Gamble got some deal going? Because aren't Pampers a Procter Gamble product?
And I do know this, that they do use Dawn to clean, like, oiled-up birds.
Yeah. Really?
Natural disasters. They shampoo them and rinse them.
But wait, and it's great in the bedroom.
Can I speak for other dishwashing liquids, please? Mm. Aren't they all made up of the same formula, basically?
Oh, this one has hydrochloric acid.
I'm on your side. They're all the same.
They're all the same.
You're a name brand guy.
I'm dying to say the same thing to you on another topic. Bottled water. When you yell at Joe because he gives you Aquafina and you like... What's the kind you like?
Evian.
Evian?
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's the same difference. It's water.
No, well, you don't drink water.
You might.
You drink diet soft drink.
I drink water at home. I drink my...
Yeah, but I drink it every day, and I drink during the entire show, and really...
You ask my wife.
You drink enough of it, you acquire a taste for it.
Mike, hello. I drink 2 liters of bottled water a day.
Right.
At home. But what I do is take the same bottle and just fill my tap with it.
Evian.
I mean, just right out of the tap.
Evian, I mean, if you drink enough water, you do realize water does have a certain taste. And there are waters that taste good and waters that don't.
That's BS.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would tell
water
you.
Water is water.
But no, there are different tastes to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are different tastes to it.
That's just as weak an argument as Dawn's a great...
Oh, now immediately you dive right into a weak argument.
No different between Diet Vanilla Coke or Diet Vanilla Pepsi. No difference.
Right. No difference at all. So it's all caramel colored.
That's right. You're right. You think you're going to trap me there. You're not going to trap me there. And you're right, Rob. I'm brand loyal.
Yeah, you have to be brand loyal.
I'm absolutely
that's
brand
why
loyal.
Is the best.
But I'm anti Dawn. No.
Yes.
Philip.
Yeah.
Phil the pill. What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
I think that dishwashing thing is they're doing 10,000 clean dishes. I think you can possibly wash 10,000. Dirty dishes with one bottle of soap.
Man, what a ridiculously inane comment that is. Excuse me.
Hello!
I mean, of course you'd have to have some gunk on them.
Don Mike. Midge. Hey, Midge.
Liz?
The real name Midge? Is that your name, Midge?
I think for the purposes of this discussion, we should call her Madge.
Hey, Madge.
You're smoking in it.
What's up?
Okay, I have a suggestion if you want to resolve the dispute.
Uh-huh.
We break it down to something that you can manage and test out, say, 100 dishes. And
why don't you do that?
Why don't you do that and let us know
report
how
back
to us back?
Well, they can do it at the Spiewak household.
Rob, would you be willing to wash 100 dishes?
I think that she just hung up.
I don't care for her type.
You know, no. And you bring people like that into the discussion.
I want to just say this, Rob. You won't say it, and I'll say it.
Yes.
Streetwalker!
Hey, that's good. We can say that.
That's right. We can say whore.
Unprovable theory that you have. You can never prove it.
Common whore.
It's impossible.
Jim. Don and Mike show. Hello, Jim. Jim? Guy hung up. That's too bad. He had a funny line. It said on the screen he was going to say, "You are taking this clean show too far." Get it? The guy had a funny joke.
That's very funny.
That it was up on the screen, but, well,
I should point out that no one, even though I mentioned it in the middle of our Dawn discussion, showed the proper remorse for the death of the hamster at our house.
I heard
no
it,
one
Mike,
showed the remorse.
3 days.
I heard it.
I'd like to know what's wrong.
Well, she's partying with Madge.
She said it was frozen. Huh? No, 3 days. The hamster died in 3 days. No. It was in the middle of my living room in a brand new cage with brand new food.
Let me ask you
brand new everything.
And please don't take offense at this. Daddy and his girlfriend around the animal at all? Is there any hijinks going on? Were there any hijinks with you and your gal pal?
You know, we have new standards on this show. You are on dangerous ground, Mr. Spicoli.
I'm simply asking, did you and your girlfriend, take the...
No.
Okay.
Did you save the receipt?
No, just for the hamster.
I probably could,
but I've had... It was not a pleasant hamster. I didn't have any problems
with
it.
Did you kill the hamster?
I did not kill the hamster.
Sounds to me like you killed the hamster.
I used new bedding.
You know what this might...
Instead of the wood chip things, I used the cotton
motive.
Stuff that they... You know,
motive, though. You wanted to kill the hamster.
No, I didn't.
And why was there a Percocet missing?
No! Did you like the hamster?
I not particularly.
Did you clean the cage?
No, I mean, I really didn't.
Aha! Uh-huh.
But I would never kill it. It's my kid's hamster.
Mm-hmm. But
long hair named Chili. We named it Chili.
But you could replace the hamster.
Yeah, I could, but I'll wait till, you know, my kids go through a lot of hamsters.
And it's hard to bury while the ground is frozen.
But the last one I had was horrible. I hated it. I hated that hamster more than any other hamster.
How many hamsters
and the hamster
have there
lived.
Been? Mr. O'Mara, how many hamsters have
between
there been?
My ex-wife's house and my house, I think there have been 6 to 8 hamsters.
How do you
fetish?
Wow.
Good heaven, no.
Well, they have a lifespan.
How do you determine a hamster that you like and a hamster you don't like?
Well, the kids pick them out.
But I know, but you said the last one
makes
really
a good
hamster.
Oh, why I don't like them?
Yeah, right.
I don't like them if you put your hand near them and they take a chunk out of your finger.
Okay.
So you like them
that's
to
how
be,
I determine I like them to be docile.
You like them to be tame. And
I know where you're going with
lovable.
This. I know where you're going with this. I don't even have any twine in my house.
Do you denail?
Do you claw them?
No. No, you don't?
No, they got ugly little feet. They got little bird feet.
Did you bury it?
Huh?
Did you bury it?
No. No, I did not.
Did you flush it?
I put it on a snow shovel and I catapulted it.
Catapulted.
Yeah, into the
Your Honor,
very,
I would,
very large. I'm on a lot of acres out there, and we have hawks and birds and stuff that had probably a pretty good meal.
Did you watch another animal eat the hamster?
No, I just flung it out into the
yard. How many dead hamsters would we find piled up in your backyard?
Yeah, they're the only two. There are two that are out there.
A tiny
one. Spot. I don't like the idea of flushing an animal down the toilet. And when my kids, if my kids were there,
hold on, you really to dispose of a hamster, you would never flush it down the toilet, right? You flush a fish down the toilet.
Yeah,
the hamster you throw out the window of your car.
Think about that guy the other day that flushed his bird down the
Golden.
Toilet. When Jerry and Johnny called in.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Golden the bird.
That's right, during the big lie the other day.
But it would seem to me that these animals should be, I believe there's a guarantee. I think there's a guarantee on them.
I think it's fair.
It should be.
I swear to God.
And who'd you get this? You got this from the hamster land?
One of the big chains.
In case you buy a hamster.
Your pet city or your pet land, whatever.
Let me put this the right way. If you love your hamster so much that...
I took care of it.
When your hamster is so loved that the hamster can no longer sustain life, come back to Hamsters R Us and we'll give you another love hamster.
Yeah, you got to. Because they're not... This is the shortest lifespan of any hamster I've ever had.
Is there any sort of way that you need to prove that the hamster passed? I mean, would you have to bring the hamster back?
I don't think so.
Because then there's no quality control. You could go back for dozens.
I don't think that, right next to where they trim the poodles, there's a little hamster autopsy room, Rob.
Would you mind giving us a DNA sample? Would you mind just, like they do on CSI where they just get the Q-tip and they just put the Q-tip in the guy's mouth and immediately...
You do a little swab in the hamster's mouth?
Yeah, as soon as they swab a guy's mouth...
I couldn't get that. That would have been impossible because rigor mortis had set in and the hamster's mouth was closed.
How convenient.
Okay, let's do a conspiracy. Conspiracy theory. I mean, I'm surprised after 3 days that the hamster lasted that short a period of time.
You bastard.
I didn't do a thing.
You hamster bastard.
What did
that hamster ever do to you?
Do you know the cage
love
that I bought?
You.
I bought the brand new cage. I bought the most elaborate, incredible cage. This cage had, it was double leveled. It was one big square cage on top of another, and then it had tubes going up to a higher level.
Where'd
like
those
a penthouse.
Tubes go, huh? Where'd those tubes end up, Mike?
You're going to make this ugly, and it's not true.
Hello, Beth. Don and Mike, hello.
Mike, I just want to say I love you, and I have nothing but the utmost respect for you.
Lay it on me. Go ahead. What is it?
But, baby, what would possess you to buy a horse if you can't keep a hamster alive?
Well, my friend kind of takes care of the horse.
Oh,
it's at his farm. It's at his farm, so I really have, outside of laying down a couple of greenbacks once in a while, I have nothing to do with the care and
feeding. Hey, hold on. Here's Mark? Mark, are you there? Hey, Mark.
Yeah, bud.
Yeah, you're on the air, Mark.
All right. Hey, guys. I had to flick a hamster in the head.
You had to what?
I had to flick the hamster in the head.
Why?
You had to... It bit my kid.
But
and it bit through both sides of the finger. When you bleed all over.
Yeah, I mean,
when you say that, are you indicating that you actually did flush it down the toilet?
No, I flushed it down the toilet after I flicked it in the head.
Put it in the head. That's what he said. I put it in the head.
Yeah, put it in the head.
Wouldn't you be concerned? Like, isn't the hamster bigger than the pipes that go from your toilet to?
No, not at all. You could,
pipes in your house.
Could you get
3 inches?
It seems to me, isn't just the hole in the toilet? And I know.
No, you can flush that hamster down the toilet.
Could you really?
Yeah, it might cause a problem. I'd say you'd be okay. But about the biting, hamsters have like two sets, two teeth on top, two on the bottom that are extremely long. They're like
you
that.
You sure do know a lot about it.
Well, they were like through my kid's finger, bud.
That's Mike's story too.
Wow. Yeah. That's
but
I didn't murder any hamster like you, sir. It sounds like you... Did you kill your hamster?
Well, I flicked in the head, so it was like a...
Wait, hold on. Will you start with this flick in the head?
I'm guessing he actually thumped the hamster in the head.
You mean he didn't throw it in the head, meaning head likes the head is the bad? I mean, he actually, with his finger went...
Yeah.
Like that and inflicted in the head?
Dead, so I flushed it, and it went right on down the toilet. Mm. The toilet pipes are about 3 inches, so, hamster will fit really good in there.
Okay. All right, Jerry.
Bye-bye.
And all right, man. Have a good one.
Don't they continue to grow throughout the hamster's life?
What?
The teeth?
Mm-hmm. I think they can.
So that they don't chew.
Right.
The teeth will get too long.
Yeah, the teeth will actually continue to grow and...
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Got a question for you, bud.
Yeah,
bud. When you guys were off, I heard the funniest skit. Something that you guys had done for a public...
Got it. out of here. I hung up on you. Skit. Here's your skit right here with your Dawn and with your hamsters.
I had nothing to do with the hamsters, Steph, and I would never, no matter what. Well, if you know,
Mike,
if it bit through my kid's finger, I might flick it in the head too.
You know what I think? I think they sold you a defective hamster.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
even
you.
A very old one.
And
bingo.
Yeah. You know what I think? Right. And I could have said it a week ago.
Yeah, I know you.
You
could.
Know what I think of me and Mrs. Hamster. Mrs. Hamster, Mrs. Hamster, Mrs. Hamster, Mrs. Hamster.
Now, you know I'm not about that.
Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't do that.
I don't know. I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. I've never been out to Painted Acres.
No,
I've never been to your ranch, Mike.
Yeah, none of you will. None of you. You understand that?
Stop by the pet store.
I'm raising hamsters out there.
You stop by the pet store and you raise a stink and you get a replacement.
We got a break. Right. Fellas, we got a break. We'll be right back.
All right. This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's all we had when I was a kid, Robitussin. No matter what you got, Robitussin better handle it. Daddy, I got asthma, Robitussin. I got cancer, Robitussin. I broke my leg, Daddy poured Robitussin on it. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get in there, boy. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get on down to the bone. Yeah, the tussin ought to straighten out the bone. It's good. If you run out of tussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up, more tussin. More tussin.
The Don and Mike Show.
Good heavens, no.
Please remember to wake them and feed them a cherry pie. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. We've got the trip to Iceland to give away. And we'll try something right now. Call 877-365-3636. Men only.
Mm-hmm.
Men. Macho men.
Macho.
Tough guy. Tough guys. Hey, tough guy.
Tough guy.
Hey, tough guy. Call right now. I don't want to tell you what we're doing because I'm not really sure what we're doing or try something here. So call now and some guy will get the chance to win a trip to Iceland, courtesy of IcelandAir.com.
FHM for him.
The coolest airline crossing the Atlantic with daily flights to continental Europe, Scandinavia, the UK, and Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, am I excited. The Oscars are coming up this weekend.
Who's Oscar going to love this year?
I'm actually interested in this aspect. First, of course, Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal hosting again.
Mm-hmm. Telling us how tough it is to do the art of comedy, how tough it is to be a comedian and be funny on the Oscars special night.
What does he prepare for 6 months? Something like some ridiculous amount of
hours. And for the next couple of days, we'll have the Billy Crystal update for you. Okay. Are we going to have that lady about the bags on tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow we will.
Yeah, tomorrow, and not as a goof interview, like a,
Right.
Aren't you, like me, and fascinated with these bags that these stars get?
Oh, the gift bags. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Well, we got a lady that makes these bags.
Ooh. Like, puts all the stuff in.
Yeah, and how much is it? $21,000 worth of stuff?
The Academy Awards has always had the most expensive stuff. And I use it again. I know you get mad when I use this, but it's swag. It's the stuff that I've been using for years that you think I stole from the new kids. But I'll tell you.
Swag.
We got some swag this week from The Sopranos. It was great swag.
So here's the Billy Crystal update for today. On Oscar night, MC Billy Crystal will have his lucky charm in his pocket, as he always does when he hosts the Oscars.
Is it a human finger?
It is not.
What is it?
It has something to do with hygiene.
Hygiene? Wow.
Think about it, Mike.
All right, Billy Crystal has something to do with hygiene.
It's his lucky charm. Give up.
Will he have a dental floss?
You're close. It's his childhood toothbrush, which he used to pretend was a microphone when he'd ham it up in the mirror when he was a young boy
in
the Bronx, dreaming about someday hosting the Academy Awards.
I'm going to be sick.
That's your Billy Crystal update.
You know, do you ever get the impression?
What today?
When you hear stories about Billy Crystal that have been created by Billy Crystal, that Billy Crystal maybe manufactured these stories.
Don't you think it does sound?
That sounds
you know
so
what it is?
Phony.
It's Larry King without the name.
Right.
It's Larry King. Larry King, give him credit. If he's going to lie about something, he goes all the way with it. He commits to it. He says, I knew Sandy Koufax when I was a kid.
Sure.
And I had my egg cream on the corner in Brooklyn.
Yeah, and you tell the story enough that you believe it yourself, and then it becomes more credible.
Right. Billy Crystal makes up stuff, but stuff that no one can document or call him on.
I have my childhood toothbrush as my good luck charm.
That's right out of a PR office.
Because when I was a boy, dreaming of doing a movie as great
I used it as my microphone.
As Mr. Saturday Night or City Slickers 2, I would stand up, Jesus, get out of here.
And City Slickers 2, which has got short circuit disease as far as being all over cable.
Yeah. And it's not only on your premium HBO and Cinemax, it's on USA.
I never thought I'd be so embarrassed by Jack Palance's performance that I would, I would say, I care enough about him to say you're embarrassing yourself.
You didn't think he was believable as the ghost? Curly's ghost?
Curly's brother.
This story I read for only one person. Listen and learn.
Okay.
I'll just read you the headline. Martin Lawrence accused of hitting woman.
Okay. Oh, no.
Good heavens. Oh, no. Dear.
That's right. Now, I know the answer. She just wouldn't listen, but you have to listen anyway. A woman is suing Martin Lawrence. What's up?
That guy.
Suing Martin Lawrence for hitting her in the jaw at a party after asking him if he'd be interested in going to another party at the Playboy Mansion. He just popped her.
Why did
he hit her?
She asked if he'd like to attend another party at the mansion, and he slugged her.
Yeah. No, he was in an angry and threatening manner, struck her in the jaw. Here you go. Here's the magic word. Intoxication.
Oh, dear.
There's the answer. There you go. You hold on to that one, Rob.
Rob.
That one's for you.
I just hope she likes
it. I don't want to go to the party.
Mike, we found out earlier that God did not need another driver.
Yeah, well, a lot of people said that today when we interviewed him.
But we had Joe doing the interviews about the passion of the Christ. And one of the questions was, did God need another driver? And most people said no. Mm-hmm. So Dale Earnhardt fans, sorry about that. But you'll be glad to know that ESPN, because they can't just be happy bringing us sports and bringing us Sports Center.
Right.
They have to expand and show us what they can do. This is the equivalent of a soap opera actor mm-hmm. who wants to be a record star like Rick mm-hmm. Springfield.
Sure, right.
And then you end up serving two masters, and you can't serve either one of them good. You're really not good at either one, but you want to do more.
What are they doing?
They're doing a made-for-ESPN movie, The Dale Earnhardt Story, which will star Barry Pepper, the guy that was in the Mickey Mantle movie.
Oh, yeah,
HBO did.
And his father, the prominent physician.
Doctor. Dr. Pepper.
Thank you. I'm here all week.
Prince is a loser. You know that. But now you know he's a loser because all the songs that he promised he would never do again.
He's doing again, but he's going to do them differently.
He's coming out and he's doing When Doves Cry and Little Red Corvette. Mm-hmm. It's old music, but played in a newer way.
Well, I don't think he needs to play it in a newer way. I'm a Prince fan, and I might go see him. I mean, I think that's always been a big sound, and I think he puts on a good show.
I don't know.
Would you go see him?
I like those songs.
I'm past him. I like him, too. I like that Take Me With You, but...
Mm-hmm. I like Controversy. I like 1999. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of his music.
Yeah, but wouldn't you be pissed if you go to see him, and then he, gave you some...
Well, he comes out with an acoustic guitar. I'm sorry, I'm bringing tomatoes.
two more things for your calls for this contest. Here's a show that I don't think will ever get on the air, but this is a great idea in the new climate we live in now, and more about that later. Fox has an idea for a show. Now, CBS can't do the show about the Amish, and they can't do the show about the Beverly Hillbillies.
Right.
Fox wonders, what will happen when two successful black rappers move into a white-gated suburban community in New Jersey? This is the show. It's they want what's his name, Method Man and Red Man, to star in this movie. This TV show. This sounds funny. I guarantee this will never make television.
I think you're probably right.
It won't make TV as a reality type show.
If it does make it, then there's a double standard.
It'll have to be a very broad stroke.
But,
it's a funny idea.
It is a funny idea, but it will be if they let that slide. Then there's a tremendous double standard.
Yeah.
If you can't have the people from Appalachia move out to Beverly Hills, but we'll wait and see. We'll see what happens.
And finally, I know you know that this happens all the time, but this is so funny. And I'm sorry for all you guys out there that have your baseballs with that you think were game used, and I'm as bad with my collection of football stuff. Former Major League Baseball umpire. This is why the Don and Mike show, the new clean Don and Mike show, can still bring you these great stories.
Yes.
This guy's name is Al Clark. He was an American League. Of course an American League.
Hey, come on now.
Of course he was an American League ump.
Why are you hanging me?
From 76 till 2001.
Okay.
Pleaded guilty in New Jersey yesterday. What he did was he would take baseballs and go out in his backyard and scuff them up. Then he would sell them to kids and told them that they were used in games.
Oh, that's not nice.
That is terrible. He's going to hell.
And the way that they said it in the story, the baseballs were distressed to look as if they had been used in games. He sold them for thousands of dollars.
Wow.
He falsely represented these balls, the following balls, used in the one-game playoff in which the Yankees defeated the Red Sox in 1978.
Right.
Went out in his backyard, took a Major League Baseball, scuffed it up, sold it to a guy for $3,000, told him it was in the game.
Oh, my God.
Also told a guy.
Oh, you remember what? Well, I think the guy that buys it's an idiot.
Yeah. You remember that game that Nolan and Ryan got his 300th victory in?
Mm-hmm.
I was behind the plate. Checked the videotape. Hey, that's right. I just happened to have the baseball. It's only $4,000.
Oh, my God.
But they caught him. They caught him, and they said the total number now could be, now they're saying that he falsely authenticated hundreds, but it could be thousands of baseballs.
Wow, he's in trouble.
Thousands of them. Okay, we got these macho guys standing by. This should be an easy contest.
Tough guys.
The tough guys.
Tough guys.
To win a trip to Iceland. Hello, Dynamite. Are you a tough guy?
Oh, yeah.
Lou?
All right, let's see.
Lou! See if you can hang with me here, Lou. Hey, Lou. Name all four women on Sex and the City. Lou?
Lou?
Hey, Lou.
Lou, if you don't have an answer, say I don't know, but we can't have silence. It doesn't work.
Lou?
Lou, are you there?
He's dead.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hello, wow. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, don't be scared off by this contest. Mike?
Never.
Name all four women on Sex and the City.
Okay, I'll try Carrie.
Right. See, I'm sorry, you're a loser. The question.
Are you talking about the characters?
Yeah, either one.
I couldn't.
The questions are going
to... Okay, how about Cynthia Nixon?
The questions are going to get harder, because what I want to find is...
I can do the actresses.
Yes. A man who's going to know the most about women.
All right.
The man is going to know most about what women like. And this is just the beginning part with the TV stuff. I mean, just wait till we get to the feminine hygiene products.
Mm-hmm.
Panty styles. Oh, I can't tell you all the topics, because
okay.
You'll cheat.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, having said that...
So the qualifier is this Sex and the City thing.
Yeah. Do you have the name? What's your name? Mike? Do you have
this
the name?
Mike.
Or not? Mike, you got to give me their names. Go.
Okay. Kristen Davis.
Right.
Cynthia Nixon.
Right.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right.
And Kim Cattrall.
Very good.
Very good.
Okay, so you've already made it past the first round. She is Grace on Will and Grace.
Deborah Messing.
Very good. We're learning a lot about you. This is the number one TV network for women.
Oh,
cable network. Just for women.
Just for women. That's Lifetime.
That's how they market it. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Were you lost on that one, Mike?
I was.
I was thinking between two.
I was talking to my Mike, but your name is Mike, too.
I was lost on the character names on Sex and the City, but I knew the actresses.
Right.
Now, let me just say that you have moved to the finals.
Hold on a second, Mike.
Get another guy. See if we got anybody as feminist, feminine mm-hmm. as this guy.
In touch with their feminine side.
Right. Matt.
Yes, this is me.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me, Matt, can you name three makeup manufacturers? Three?
Oh, sure.
Go ahead.
There's Revlon.
Right.
There's Maybelline.
Right.
And there's Benign.
Benign?
I've never heard of...
I thought that's a good report from a biopsy.
Yeah, isn't benign like when you get a piece of skin tag, like, take it off? I'm speaking from personal
right.
experience.
Yeah, no, it's like theatrical makeup. They use it in... Showgirls use it.
Oh, well, we might have our big winner. We might
it's
have
on?
Our big winner here.
It's on?
Yeah.
It's the Oxygen channel, isn't it? On the cable network only for women?
No, Oxygen is also
Dawn.
For women.
Dawn!
But Lifetime was the original. All right, listen, you're pretty good. Let me give you another one. Let's see.
Cool.
Dawn!
How many different panty styles can you name?
Oh, boy. Well, there's the ever lovely and my favorite, the thong.
Okay,
too.
That's one that I've got down here. Craig, can you give me three of them?
Well, Granny. Grannies.
Okay, that would count as briefs. Grannies.
How about French cut bikini? Does that qualify as underwear?
No, this guy, you, sir, are in touch with your feminine side.
Wow. All the time, man, all the time.
I was going to say there's thong, then there's a thong, then there's
have
thong.
We have thong, V-string, bikini, briefs, low-rise, seamless, boy shorts.
Woohoo!
Oh, how many? Shorts, okay, here you go. This is like impossible.
You having fun with that one, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. How about girl sizes? And I'm not talking like 8, 10, 12. There are different categories of sizes for women's clothing.
I'm just so dying to try.
Oh, Mike, you can't play.
Can I just play on this
you
one?
You can't play.
Because I know I pick up those clothes.
Yeah, come on, you on the phone, go.
Okay, petite.
Oh, God, you faggot. That's right. Petite is right. Give me one more.
Okay, maternity.
Okay, I would give you that.
Uh-huh.
It's a small, large, medium.
No, Mike. No, it's
petite, extra
it's,
petite.
It's petite, misses, and plus sizes.
Oh,
but the junior falls in there someplace.
Okay, let's really see how good you are.
You're starting to creep me out, pal.
Can you name three designer handbags? Can you name three brand names of designer handbags?
Oh Lord, Versace.
I can.
Let's see,
Mike. I've now established that you think you can answer all of them.
Well, no, I couldn't the last one, but I can with this. Well, I'm
okay,
sorry, I'm just having a little.
No,
fun.
No, I know.
Here's one straight to the heart.
And Mike, can I tell you something?
I could go out and catch a smoke or something like that. You know,
it's good, clean fun. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
I'll just sit over here and let's name them all the fun.
Okay. All right, Mike.
Now,
hold on, I'm talking to Mike O'Mara for a second.
Okay,
Mike O'Mara?
Just for some reason,
hold
I don't
on,
know where it's
along.
Coming from. I am dying to play this game.
Okay, Mike?
Yes.
Mike O'Mara.
I thought, are
name,
this the handbag thing?
Name five designer handbags.
Gucci. Louis Vuitton.
Okay.
Coach.
Right.
Five.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, no. The other Mike on the phone.
Right. Okay. Matt,
I'm sorry, okay. Matt, can you name two other designer handbags that Mike O'Mara did not?
Lewinsky.
That is one, yes. Wow. That would have to count, but that's not one of the real ones we're thinking of here. We got
okay, well, I said Versace, right?
Uh-huh. And Mike said Louis Vuitton.
Buzz, don't hold up the sign. If you want to play.
No, I don't want to play. I was just helping you out. Louis okay. Vuitton. It's Louis Vuitton.
Buzz knew one, too.
Louis Vuitton.
Just one.
I hate to go Kmart, but Jacqueline Smith.
But that's not designer.
No.
We have Kate Spade, Louis Vuitton, yeah. Coach, Burberry, something called Dooney and Burke, Fendi, and Prada.
Buzz had Prada.
Prada. That was the only one I could think of.
All right, here we go. We'll go to a tiebreaker.
And Don?
Yeah, Mike O'Mara?
If you're wondering, I got it all out of my system on that one.
That's okay. That's okay, because you can play too. Now, let's see. Mike, the guy on the phone, Mike the finalist, are you there?
I'm here.
Matt, the other guy, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, let's sound off right now. We'll go a battle of you two guys. Names, brand names of feminine hygiene products. We'll go until there's a loser. Mike, you're first.
Tampax.
Correct. Matt.
Kotex,
yes. Kotex. Mike.
Playtex. Ooh.
Correct. Matt.
Summer's Breeze.
No, I'm sorry. It's not Summer's Breeze. Mike.
Summer's Eve.
Summer's Eve.
We have a winner.
I used one this morning.
That's funny.
We had, and this is the one I think if I was a girl, I'd go with Always. Wouldn't you want a product called Always?
Oh, sure.
Always. You had Always. You have Carefree, Kotex, Stay Free, Playtex, OB, Tampax. Monistat 7,
yeah.
And Summer's Eve.
Summer's Miss.
Mm-hmm. And
dismissed.
Buzz?
Yes?
Since you seem to also enjoy this?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we
oh,
all
God,
do.
Yes.
Buzz, what are red roses symbolic of?
I'm sorry, I
red
think.
Rose.
No, love and respect.
Oh.
Mike, what are dark pink roses synonymous with? Symbolic of?
They're out of red.
Thankfulness.
Okay.
Good for you. That's good for you. Good for both of you. You didn't know that. I didn't know this either.
Yeah.
Let me.
What is it? Thankfulness?
Yeah. Let me just hip you guys to the fact. And you on the phone there, the winner here.
Yep.
You won this game because you're such a faggot. Because you know all of this.
I knew it would
stuff.
Pay off.
So he knew it would pay off. That's great. You won a trip for two to Iceland.
Wow.
On
what? Thank you guys.
On Iceland Air.
He earned it.
Iceland Air is the coolest airline. Plus, crossing the Atlantic with daily flights to continental Europe, Scandinavia, the UK, and Iceland. There you go. And the other guy, the other fag guy? Are you there?
I am more manly than he is.
Matt, you're going to love this.
Just barely.
Okay.
The DVD copy of Oz, the complete third season.
With, all right.
With bonus features, with 22 minutes of never-before-seen footage from HBO Home Video.
All right.
Excellent.
These are excellent, excellent. Oh, well.
Good heavens, no.
Listen, both you guys, thank you for playing. Hold on a second.
Thanks, Don and Mike.
Hold
thank
on.
You.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Hold on. See, that was a throwaway. That was just,
it's a good little throwaway.
Guys about girl stuff.
Good times.
See? See, you can do a radio show without being down there where we used to be. You see?
Stop explaining.
Okay. Phone scan time, 877-365-3636. Was Mike O'Mara good at that game?
Good heaven, no.
Thank God.
He wanted to be, though.
I wanted to,
you
yeah.
were really, I really wanted
I wasn't
to be.
Busting your balls, but it's like, we're talking about purses, and you were really adamant.
You wanted to play.
Same reason my compatriot did over there. Mm-hmm. We think it looks good to the chicks.
That's right. That's it. Chicks seem to dig it.
Call right now. 877-877-365-3636. Your calls on the phone scan lie straight ahead.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Didn't we hear something bad about that guy yesterday? Oh, that was a guy calling. Pretending to be that guy yesterday.
Yeah, couldn't put it on the air. It was funny, though.
Hear ye, hear ye. Switch to Singular Wireless. You'll get a wireless company that offers you and your family the best plans possible.
That's right, my friend. Only Singular Wireless has family talk, and Singular is the only place for rollover.
Rollover?
Good heaven, no.
You know the old rollover. The rollover plan is great because it allows you to roll over your unused minutes month to month for up to a year.
Oh, I get it. Rollover. Very clever. Just remember that Singular with a C. C-I-N-G-U-L-A-R. Check it out online at singular.com.
And when you add great features to your account that total $4.99 or higher.
You mean like text messaging or roadside assistant?
Mrs. Carmichael. You'll get a swell LG 4010 foot phone free. No hassles, no rebates to fool with.
And right now, Singular's waiving activation fees on national plans. $39.99 and higher with a 1 or 2 year contract.
Just a message from me to Singular. Mm-hmm. You know, if you really tried, you could probably squeeze 10 or 12 more words in this commercial. certain restrictions apply. Singular.com. They're neato. Torpedo. Jingle, please. There you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I flopped the nut straight. That's it. What the f*** are you talking about? That's it. Take it back, man.
Yeah. This son of a bitch all night. He chick. He trapped me.
Another tape is going to be gone.
Are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yes. Yes. He beats me.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Right.
Pay that man his money.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real going for a change. It's the Don and Mike Show.
You know, I'm going to have to appeal that to the kangaroo court to say, I got to know if beeped out words are okay or not.
I think you're okay with that one. And I was going to say, you know, we can see City Slickers 2 every 3 hours. Why not put Rounders on a few more times?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to see Rounders.
Well, Mike, it would have to be cleaned and sanitized to be on television. Because you heard, it's got bad language in it. And think about it, even past that,
yeah.
It's a movie about gambling. Do we really want our children
I suppose you're right.
to learn about gambling?
Think about the children.
No, let's ban Rounders.
Yeah. No!
Let me ask this woman, do you want this in your life?
Good heaven, no.
I have to be going along with her, I guess.
And this HOV, has no one fought that?
Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636 from America. From Canada, 800-636-1067, Washington, D.C. on WJFK. 202-432-1067. Here we go with the phone scan. Your calls. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike. Don.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm pretty mad that you guys got suspended for 2 weeks.
You think you're mad? Try looking at a big paycheck with a bunch of money taken out of it.
Hey, nah, but you're going to be mad now. I was listening to DC 101 early this morning.
Listen, let me just stop you before you say you heard something on another radio station or on another radio show. It is irrelevant to us. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we, it has nothing to do. We are not related. This show is this show. That's the way it is really going to be. And I would like to take this opportunity also to compliment the powers that be for implementing the ramifications of the suspension without pay as quickly as they've ever taken any action at all.
Yep.
It's the fastest I've ever seen them move. And I'm not sure who's responsible, but whoever is deserves a salute.
I think he's looking for a penny on the floor right now.
How, was it even faster than they give us our expenses?
Hey, Don and right Mike. On.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Turnabout is fair play, gentlemen. Why don't you do a contest about what women know about you?
Is this a man or a woman?
Is this Bobo's mother-in-law?
I may be hiding some man candy.
Is this Cher? Is this a Cher lady?
No.
Come on.
If I could turn back time.
Come on, that's you.
No.
Come on, Cher lady.
You're no, creepy. You're wrong, gentlemen.
You're creepy.
You are one creepy bro.
If you're not the Cher lady, then you've got to be goth. You are goth, right?
Who is goth?
No, you're like, you look goth.
You understand? You dress in black. You have like Edward Scissorhands type outfits on.
We're pale, like white makeup.
A whisper in the morning.
See, it's a Cher lady.
You're right.
Bye, Cher lady.
Me too, Rob.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
I agree.
Call again, my dear. Yeah, I don't make nasty signs when you call the show. I like the Cher lady.
Be a dear.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh. How are you today?
Hi, we're doing great. Oh,
good
my.
Heaven. No.
Wow. What's up with all these girls calling us? Hello.
We love you.
Hi.
I was calling because you're right. You don't have to be dirty. That fag bit was hysterical.
Thank you.
Loved it. Right, you know, and I think I'm more manly than those guys. I didn't know half those answers.
Really?
I bet you are manly, aren't you? I bet that this conversation would have gone another direction last week. Now, let me simply
say,
thank you for your patronage.
We can call her a name, and then she said the name.
Oh, I got you. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Can we say that? What name did she say?
Yeah, she said a name that used to...
gotcha. Right, vitamin C.
Pause.
Mm-hmm.
God. Are you kidding me? Now, everybody hit the button. Did she say the word? Or did
yes, she said,
she
the,
said
word.
The word. Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, she said the word.
See, that's a bad girl.
Yes, she
very
is.
Very bad girl.
Call
you
again.
You are the name that you just used.
There you go.
What are you trying to do? Get us fired?
Well, it's always going to be a minefield for a while.
God.
It's the way it's going to work.
And now because she said that word, everybody in this building hit the button, and we can't take phone calls until the delay builds back up.
That's the way it works also.
To you.
Who had recorded it also.
Let me use this time responsibly to tell you what a absolute nuthouse this place is, that when the delay button is hit.
Right.
By me. By anybody else, there's a giant alarm that goes off in this building. I ask you not, and if you get here now,
is
I'm not...
Is there really, like, is there a there, noisy alarm I, somewhere
super,
loud
Mike,
buzzer?
I am not kidding you.
Where is it?
Where is...
Hold the door open.
In the call screening room.
Hold on. Now listen, you're going to be able to hear it through this microphone.
Hold on.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it.
Several bedrooms away.
That is the sound
that goes
throughout the radio station. So Infinity Broadcasting is saying, FCC, we are right there. Not only have we strapped our disc jockeys down and taken away all of this stuff, but if they do anything, there's a big, nasty sound that's going to happen.
The naughty alarm.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Louder than that.
And now, because I hit the delay button
to
explain that the sound goes off, the phones have just gone dead.
Yeah, we have to deal with that. And, of course, because you hit that button, your explanation was also cut off.
Just take a breath.
Not all of it.
Rebuild.
But Rob, seriously, because the explanation was being given... Whatever happened during that discussion, that dumped the discussion.
That's true.
So are you saying...
While we were explaining our buzzer, as a matter of fact, hitting our buzzer, would that be heard?
That
we were
buzzer?
Just... Let me explain this.
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
By hitting the delay, which causes a sound in the radio station, you hit the button, which makes it go...
And we were using that as an example. In order to play that buzzer, you had to hit the delay.
Correct.
Which cuts out a big chunk of our programming.
Correct. Yes. So I don't think people got to hear, even though we did have a microphone hooked up, so you could hear it resonate throughout the building.
They heard it. They just don't know what it was.
They have no idea what we're talking about.
Gotcha.
Very interesting.
It's best that way.
Anyway, hello, Don and Mike Show. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, hey, Don, Buzz, Robbie, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, this is for Mike. Hey, Mike, I'm a veterinarian out here in California.
Yes, sir.
And I have a question regarding your hamster incident.
Yes, go ahead. Which one, sir?
There have been many.
I understand it was 3 days you found it frozen stiff.
Yeah.
Question is, what was the name of the hamster?
Chili.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah, and you're not a vet. That's so cruel.
Don and Mike.
Had to be Northern California.
Don and Mike. Hello?
No alarm for that.
Yeah, really. As far as we're concerned, there is only a Northern California. We're not cleared in Southern California, right?
No, we're not.
As far as this show is concerned, California is only half the state that it thinks it is.
Yeah, but at least Arnold lives where he can hear us now.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
When Mike was singing O Canada last week.
Yes.
You blew it. You called him a body part.
Thanks. Last week it was okay. This week it's not.
You called him, when he was going out, you said you're nuts.
Well, you better call the FCC right away.
I know. That's terrible, huh?
Bye-bye. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Everybody stop thinking.
Hello.
Hello?
You're killing us here. Please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I wanted to comment on the new thing with the FCC. I, for one, appreciate the new cleaned up show, because instead of talking about football or the occasional, private piercing, we managed to talk about dishwashing soap, pet hamsters, and Sex in the City. That's really great.
Listen, it is. Dude, what do you want us to do?
You actually got me still to laugh a bit. You guys are great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. And it's not always going to be like that. No. It's going to be everything.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
This is the best week of my life. This is the best month of my life. Mm-hmm. What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to let you know, I don't know, it's your Baltimore station that has you guys on. I guess it's because of the delay you have to have on.
Uh-huh.
It keeps repeating everything you say. Like, okay. Every once in a while, it'll repeat it.
It's impossible to explain to you guys listening what's happening here, but when the delay is hit on our original station, WJFK, if you're listening in Baltimore on Live 105,
mm-hmm.
they've
right.
got somebody there who's hitting a button as well, meaning that our voices become, as the delay catches up to real time, our voices become choppier and choppier, mm-hmm. and it's like traveling through time. It really is.
The weird thing is in Baltimore, it's not even Thursday yet, like it is here.
Not in Mike's show. Now, Rob, come on, that's cruel.
I'm kidding, of course.
That's cruel to everybody listening in Berlin.
Put out the fires.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey.
Hey, I just want to say I love Siobhan Wright. How you doing?
You love who?
Siobhan Wright.
We all love her. Mm-hmm. She's fantastic.
We'll have it one time.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I give you guys a celebrity sighting. I was in San Diego.
Did you mention our names?
No, I did not.
Okay. That's the rule, and then here's the rule. We haven't had this example for a long time. If you do bump into a celebrity, you have to mention our names in order to tell the story.
That's Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Fantastic. Wrapped up in ourselves, as we always are.
Amen.
All right. You all left out the number one female feminine hygiene product.
And you would know that.
The great thing for feminine itching, Vagisil.
Vagisil.
Right. Great product.
We had, didn't we advertise or give away Vagisil at one point?
Used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And listen, it whitened my teeth faster than whatever that stuff from Crest is.
One tube cleans 10,000 dishes.
You know what the best feminine hygiene product in my house is Bactine.
Don and Mike.
Hi, guys.
I don't get it.
I don't get it at all.
You don't want to.
Cuts and bruises. And,
Oh. I get it.
Hey, you know what?
I get
Even
it.
Funny with the explanation.
I get
That's
it.
Pretty good.
I get it.
Bactine.
Like you hit your wife.
Good heaven, no.
I get it. I got
God.
It. Right, I've seen that. Hello.
Radio God.
Hi there.
How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great.
And I had a thought.
Funny too.
Maybe you guys could have a dishwashing contest outside, and all the words and all the things you're not allowed to say or do anymore on the air.
I got a thought. Maybe our listeners can try to help us out a little bit when we have a phone scan segment and talk about something besides the fact that we're censored. Is that within the realm of possibility?
What do you think? You think you can help us with that?
Absolutely.
Do you think you can give us a hand?
I don't want to give you a hand, guys.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
There you go.
Don't call.
That's the first real honest thing you've said. You don't want to give us a hand. Listen, I appreciate the fact that you want to bitch about the fact that our show has changed.
I am. I'm upset because you guys...
Don't call us. We're not the guys that said do it this way.
I know that.
Yeah, well then, why don't you just give us a little bit of slack? I mean, if you had any idea, I think we do a pretty good job explaining... don't jump in. I wanted to finish my sentence.
I'm sorry.
We do a pretty good job explaining what we have been through.
Right.
In the last month. And I got news for you. It's been the toughest time of either one of our careers ever. And occasionally we ask for just a little slack.
And I know that Buzz is going to have this in the news, but being as you brought it up, and it's what everybody wants to talk about.
It's spreading.
Let me just read something to you here, okay? You know, there's Infinity Radio, and then there's Clear Channel. That's the big company.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay?
Those are the two big companies.
And you know that Infinity has these rules that at least we've been honest with you guys and told you about, that this is the way that we've been told to do the show. Well, now Clear Channel, and we're on some Clear Channel stations, they announced today that the contracts of all of their DJs are being modified. So disc jockeys bear the financial responsibility if they're cited for indecency by the FCC. Clear Channel now says they have zero tolerance for broadcast indecency. They will immediately suspend and fire any DJs accused by the FCC of violating indecency rules. If the FCC accuses anyone wrongly by issuing a proposed fine, we will take immediate action, said some guy named something, John Hogan. If the government ultimately determines the offending broadcast is indecent, the DJ will be terminated without delay.
Yeah. Spreading.
All right, well, listen, guys.
It's not only here. So can we please move past this?
Absolutely. I love you guys.
Right. Go to hell. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Thank God we can still say that.
Hey,
it's in a while. Hi there.
I just wanted to tell you that don't feel so bad. You guys are doing a great job, and you're not the only one.
For everybody, listen.
Enough of the analysis.
Can I tell you something? I know we're doing a great job. I mean, Jesus, there's no way to say this without sounding egotistical, but it's a fact. We're scary good, and if we didn't tell you that all this was happening, you probably wouldn't even know it.
Right.
We're only telling you to be up front, but now because we told you, you dumb little listeners, I can't even tell you, you're so freaking stupid that you just don't play along for a while.
Yeah, and really, I mean, it's not that big a deal.
They're trying to be supportive, but we're trying to move forward.
No, they're not always trying to be supportive.
Well,
that was kind of the reason for this rave out.
Right. No more help on today's show.
Good heaven, no.
No, no more help. No more phone. No phone for you today. No phone for you today. We taking away the phone today. You're not helping us today. You're just making it worse today.
Everybody just, you know, chill out. Relax.
Jesus Christ.
You know, we're trying to. And you know what? Yeah. Are we good at it? Can we make the transition? Yeah. Is it tremendously easy? Not always. But the fact is, we got to do it. So everybody just chill, relax, enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm. You got to help us here. Jesus Christ. You know one of the alternatives? One of their serious alternatives that they proposed to us, as long as we're talking about this, and we've never mentioned this before. One way to make sure that the show would be safe every day would be for Mike and I and Buzz and Robin and everybody to come in like 5 hours before the show, tape something, run it past the censors, and then they'd play a tape. And I said, the only problem there is that we wouldn't be able to have any interaction with our audience.
Sounds good now, though, right?
Yeah, now it's a good idea.
That chime is for you, Buzz.
Yeah, we love that. We do love that interaction. But occasionally, we have to just tell it the way it is.
Yeah. God, you're killing us on that phone scam.
I mean, really, you are. I mean, 8 calls in a row, and it was just like, hey, you know what you can do? Here's what you should do. Hey, why are you doing? You know, no, just stop analyzing.
Oh, ho.
Oh, ho.
Aha.
Aha.
For your information, everybody out there, I would have talked about the Dawn dishwashing detergent if they had told us we could say the F word or not.
Yeah, and I think that one of the problems...
You get that?
We open the door, we show people behind the curtain more than any other show in the country. Yeah. We really do. We talk about it all the time. We show the inner workings, and sometimes that bites us, and that's what happened today. So for everybody, just, you know, call with whatever you want to talk about, but you know, the analysis of everything and all the inner workings, we've been there, we've done it, it's getting old.
Even to us, it's getting old.
Really?
So please don't make us lecture you anymore, okay?
But you know what? And
we've really tried hard not to lecture you, because because you're so stupid that you don't understand
you know what?
The gravity of the situation.
Seriously, I think we got to stop it. I think we got to stop doing it, too. Yeah. We got to stop talking about it. I think we've been talking about it way too much, and I think we're done. We're done. We've made our changes. We'll just go on and do the show.
Amen.
Every time we talk about it, that's what people want to talk about.
All right, I'm fine with it, but I got some stuff I'm going to talk to you about during the break.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
He made it up.
He's a good little helper, good earner, Buzz Burbank.
Yes.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news today?
I've called an audible.
He comes in with a VIG. He makes it happen.
A VIG. I've called an audible. I've made a last-minute change.
Okay.
I put in a new starter.
Okay, all right,
here's,
you bastard.
Here's tonight's lead story.
Okay.
Mel Gibson's new movie claims its first life.
Hey, now that's a good lead.
Wow.
Huh? Was it someone with the FCC who died?
No. Well, I don't know, but I don't think so.
That's too bad.
All that praying you did.
Yeah. Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
This is all very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
If you put a knick-knack on their whatnot, they'll give you a what for. Don and Mike.
Right. Time for Buzz's News Now. Buzz brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure. Performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested. Veramax works. It could have helped this guy. What happened to him? He was hit by what? A train? A bus? A bus? Falco.
Ow.
Edie's dad.
Ouch.
Dead? Edie Falco. Dead. Not Edie Falco dead, but Falco, the guy who sings Rock Me Amadeus.
Really got killed by getting hit by a bus?
Right.
I didn't know that.
Veramax, the Rock Me Amadeus. Get it at Riot, Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today at Veramax. 1-888. Try it, VMAX. Do you like Rock Me Amadeus?
Good heaven, no.
Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Mel Gibson's controversial new movie, The Passion of the Christ, opened in theaters across the country this morning.
I laughed from beginning to end. It's a family fun fest. Mm-hmm.
Don, I think you've got the wrong movie.
Mike, no, I'm positive. Not since Bringing Down the House with Steve Martin and Queen Latifah.
Sure you didn't get your Barbershop 2 reviews mixed in or something like that?
I'm pretty sure it was a comedy. What's the name of this movie?
The Passion of the Christ.
Not the movie I saw. I saw a movie called The Big Bounce.
Oh, different movie.
Different movie.
Yeah.
My mistake.
No, the comedy you were talking about was Cold Mountain.
I kept wondering, where's Jesus? Because I saw Owen Wilson.
Right.
And I saw Morgan Freeman. And I said, now neither of them look like Jesus to me.
And I really thought it should have been Ben Stiller.
Mm-hmm.
Mel Gibson's movie opened today, and many people went there.
Well.
Go ahead, Buzz. Come on, Buzz. Let's go. Here
I'm
we go.
All right, go.
All right. Many people went there instead of church this morning on this Ash Wednesday. In Wichita, Kansas, that experience killed a woman at a 9:30 a.m. screening at the Warren East Theaters. Quoting a source at Wichita's Channel 10, she went into a seizure during one of the film's most dramatic moments.
Oh, dear.
She died later at the hospital.
Oh my.
Good heaven. No.
Oh, yes.
Well, it goes to show you. Nobody died when I was in that Morgan Freeman movie.
Didn't happen.
Mm-mm. Nobody died. Of course, I was the only person in the theater, but still, nobody died.
Seizure. The 34-year-old Mary Cheney is being asked to join a campaign against her dad's boss. The vice president's daughter is an out-of-the-closet lesbian who's been helping the Bush re-election campaign. She's also worked publicly for gay rights. Yesterday, a gay rights group urged her to help fight the president's goal of a ban on gay marriage.
We've got to do something about her. That's bad. We're gonna have to eliminate her. She got to be erased.
Really?
We can't. No, but in this new world that we have now, this new world order, we can't have a lesbo who's in any way related to anybody sitting at the highest office in the United States.
You're obviously not familiar with the log cabin Republicans.
Seriously.
That's right. There is such a group.
That's a group.
Gay Republicans.
Gay and lesbian Republicans.
That's right. There's a log cabin Republican.
Well, let's abolish that. Let's abolish that as long as we're abolishing everything else.
I thought you were coming over to our side and it didn't matter to you anymore.
Oh, it doesn't. I'm just filling time on the 4 hours that we have to do the show.
Why are they called log cabin?
I'm not sure. I think maybe an Abraham Lincoln reference.
Yeah,
not to do with the syrup.
I'm not sure. You know, in the previous incarnation, I might have had a theory on it.
Very good.
Right.
I'll tell you what, though, you could wash 10,000 dishes with it.
Yes, you could. Mm-hmm. Take it out of your way.
And then watch Sex in the City. The open letter on the group's website says the proposed amendment adds prejudice and bigotry to the Constitution and makes millions of Americans second-class citizens.
by this morning's count, over 8,000 people had gone to DearMary.com to sign that letter.
Mary is going to be eliminated. Mm-hmm. All you friends of Mary, you're going to be saying there's something about Mary. Where's Mary?
There's something about Mary.
Mary is very gay.
Cheney.
Which means she's going away.
Still trailing.
Here in the USA. It ain't the same today.
That's for sure.
Still trailing John Kerry.
Rob drives a Chevrolet. We can still say you're gay.
Lady at the Mel Gibson movie passed away.
We're in such a foul mood, we say, hooray.
Good heaven, no.
Oh, yes, Mary.
What is this?
This is by the Monkees. I'm sure you don't know this. What's
I
not
have
again?
No idea.
A song called Mary, Mary.
Good heaven, no.
No, we never have a chance to play this track.
That might be a good thing.
Yeah.
But we've never had a dead woman named Mary before.
Mary. Oh, I'll ask for the moon, Mary.
That's Mary, everybody.
Mary, Mary by the Monkees at 17 after the hour. I'm Harry Hitler.
And I'm Jeff Dahmer.
Still trailing John Kerry, Democratic presidential
Kerry.
Hopeful.
Kerry. There you go.
I got him. Still trailing Kerry, Democratic presidential hopeful John Edwards may have lost some votes in the disabled community. First, there was the no sign language interpreter for his speech this week, and then talking with a woman in a wheelchair, Edwards patted her on the head like a cute little puppy dog.
What was wrong with that, Buzz?
Well, quoting the woman, a wheelchair does not mean patting me on the head. Oh, that is so, quoting the woman, that is so 1950s.
Don't you know? Listen, she's crippled. Of course you pat her on the head. That's what you do when you see a cripple.
She's disabled.
I actually, in the New World Order.
I almost got in a fist fight with a guy that I patted on the head once, and I was doing it as kind of a nice thing. And a lot of people just get really mad when you pat them on the head.
Oh, he was in a wheelchair?
Yeah, no, he wasn't.
Yeah, I got a fist fight with him. I just want to say that I think we should go all the way with this. Let's take away the indecency on radio and TV. Let's take away the video. If we do all that, all the entertainment, then we get rid of the gays. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing is the cripples.
Mm-hmm.
The cripples that right now we walk past them and you just pop them on the head like that.
Mm-hmm. Pop them.
What we got to do is...
You want to hit them on the head like Benny Hill.
Yeah, like, oh my God. Yeah. We just got to put them in a big pile somewhere.
Starting to sound like Hitler's list.
You get the pile of gays.
Yeah.
Then you get the pile of the people that talk bad on the radio. And you get the pile of people that make video games. And at the very end, all you're left with a bunch of guys like Trent Lott. Very happy.
And I'm going to look at your head. It's just about to explode right now.
Just about.
Quoting an understanding spokesman for Edwards, I'm sure his interaction was intended to be respectful.
He patted the crippled lady on the head.
Right.
And then they cheered for him. And how do they cheer down south, Rob?
When it comes to companies owning radio stations, as Don said, there are two big ones. Infinity, which owns this show, and Clear Channel.
Yeah, Infinity. Let's hear it.
A couple of weeks ago, our CEO got dragged before Congress over the Janet Jackson deal and some other stuff, including an incident on this show. That's when our boss announced a new zero-tolerance policy. This week, the head of Clear Channel's getting the congressional grilling. In fact, it happens tomorrow.
Now, listen, this is something you guys can watch on TV on C-SPAN.
Mm-hmm.
And I urge you, it might be a channel that you never go to.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to watch this tomorrow. And now, this is a guy, we don't work for this guy. Our show is on some Clear Channel stations.
Right.
But watch the grilling at this witch hunt tomorrow.
There are two major radio companies. There's our company, Infinity, and there's Clear Channel. Those are the two big ones, and now this guy's going to be going through the same thing that Mel Karmazan went through. And because we got hit first, the Clear Channel at least had some sense of how to prepare for this week's congressional hearing. First,
so they fired the
DJ.
Todd Clem.
Who got them the record-setting fine for indecency. And today, they're announcing, as you mentioned a moment ago, a new zero-tolerance policy. Sounds familiar. Clear Channel says it's adopted new standards that include suspensions and the retraining of its people. It also says it will amend its contracts with DJs so they can be held financially responsible for an indecency violation.
That's boss, Daddy-O. Listen, I never thought I'd say this. Thank God we work for Infinity.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. If you're a DJ and you work for Clear Channel, legally, they can't go back and modify a contract
right.
to put language in saying that. So right there, it's a smokescreen.
Right.
It's a smokescreen.
But they can do what they did here, which is what they can say, the word cause. They can fire you for cause. And I think that's probably the same type of thing they're doing. I think what they tried to do, it read like that to me. They tried to come up with their own little spin
PR
on
for
which is really what Clear Channel
prior to the appearance
the
before Congress.
And I'll explain to you exactly how this works. What Infinity has said is, no dirty talk. And it's what they said to us.
Zero tolerance.
They've said to anybody else, it's just no dirty talk, zero tolerance.
Right.
You do it, you're fired. That's it. We already suspended you and took away your money. Mm-hmm. We'll do it again. We don't care.
Right.
We said, okay. Now, here's the policy at Clear Channel, and I read it today.
Right.
There's a big difference between what Infinity has said, and let me also say, for the record,
mm-hmm.
that I don't believe any of these radio companies
mm-hmm.
really want to do this. Of course they don't.
No, of course not.
It's lip service yeah. to the FCC, except mm-hmm. the problem is that now the lip service really has to be delivered in some
way. Yeah, absolutely.
You've got to do it. So what Clear Channel is saying is any disc jockey who is fined by the FCC
mm-hmm.
will be terminated. There's a difference between saying you can't say anything dirty and saying if you're fined by the FCC, you're fired. Let me explain to you how it works. You want to get somebody fined, you got to get a tape of it. Then you got to write down that you heard it and that you didn't like it. And you got to send a letter to the FCC.
With the tape.
Then the FCC listens to the tape and they decide. And it's not like they turn these things around in 5 minutes.
No, right.
You're talking months and months. Then the FCC has a hearing. Then they decide if they want to fine you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at that point that Clear Channel is saying that they would fire somebody. Meaning somebody could say something and technically they wouldn't fire them for 7 or 8 months.
They've right,
given,
right.
just given them a little more leeway.
Mm-hmm.
It's lip service. Why don't any of these broadcasters stand up to Congress and mm-hmm. just say, listen, I think Mel tried to say it.
He did.
He did. Give us the guidelines.
And right really, now, I think eventually, if you're going to legislate it, and obviously it looks like it's being steamrolled through to put some legislation forward on this, come up with the guidelines. And you know what? That's what nobody wants to do. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Right. Right. And it's happening to other people and other companies, and it sinks.
They don't want to make guidelines. They don't want to give you specifics. What they want to do is they want to make examples of people.
Right.
That's what it's all about. It's making the big splash.
And
mm-hmm.
the last thing that I'll say on this topic, because I know we talked about this at the same time yesterday, it just happened to be in Buzz's news. I want to point out that while they're very busy with disc jockeys saying stuff and saying they're going to fire people,
mm-hmm.
you could turn on your local R&B hip-hop top 40 station, and you could hear Nelly or 50 Cent or any of these guys. And then listen, don't get me wrong. I have no problem with, I'm all for free speech.
Yeah.
But how is it that you shut up disc jockeys and you handcuff disc jockeys and say, you can't do suggestive material, you can't do racy material. You can play a song that says, I want to beep you all night long, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
We've got a lot to work out.
And that's another area where there are no guidelines.
You know, it goes beyond, like, Who Are You by The Who, which has the F word in it, or
right.
the Pink Floyd song, or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about just, and I'm saying this to the FCC, if you're really going to be serious about this, and I'm looking at a list of old records here, my God, could you really play Get Down Tonight? Because it says, do a little dance, make a little love. Aren't you really encouraging people
mm-hmm.
to make love? And that's a song from 1975.
And what we were
right.
talking about yesterday at the same time was how far this goes, and we should all be a little worried about it. And really, it's a very, very strange climate. It's like nothing I've ever seen in my career. And there have been other times in our history where we've gone through periods like this.
Sure.
On other subjects. You know, you could look at communism when mm-hmm. When the McCarthy hearings were.
This
it's
is like
similar.
That.
It's not yeah. identical, and right. I don't think you
I
can,
think it is.
But, yeah. but it is very, yeah. very similar.
Yeah.
It is very, very
it's a witch hunt.
Yeah.
It really is a witch hunt.
Indeed.
So the last word on this topic will be, please, everybody, watch C-SPAN tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're going to see this guy get up there. And listen, the radio companies are also not honest when they're in front of Congress. They hired us and Howard and all these other guys to do raunchy, edgy shows.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Right.
Now they don't want to fess up to that.
Right.
Instead, they're just acquiescing.
And they're
bending over.
And they're putting these policies in.
For now and for
a long time.
Yeah.
As we heard the other day, for a very long time.
Yeah, we heard maybe 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've already given up thinking that maybe it won't be resolved by this November.
Yeah, there's a climate now where this may be the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Or it might not be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or it might not be.
We'll see. It's time for the bell.
25 past.
Well, and now, time for your Homeland Insecurity update.
All right, I'm ready for this.
Some of our airport screeners have been reprimanded or suspended for using the X-ray machine to see what their brains look like.
There's nothing there.
All right.
Get to know Charlie.
This is great. Look at my brain.
Get to know Charlie.
It's so small.
At least six screeners got caught doing this at airports around the country at 5 p.m. on Monday of this week.
You talking about phone screeners or what?
No, no. Security screeners at airports.
Look
screeners.
At my brain, Don.
Wow, Charlie, that's a small brain.
Take your shoes off, please.
Get to know Charlie.
You need that belt taken off to change out of your pocket. Put it in the plastic thing. Look at my brain.
They would.
That's fantastic. Charlie, just step right over here. Put your feet in the little place that has the foot marks.
How long have you been with the Belize Police?
The Belize Police. Look at my brain, boys.
Belize Police. That's a beautiful picture, Charlie.
You wouldn't have thought it was no larger than an English walnut.
Get to know Charlie.
I'm sorry, sir. The buzzer went off. You'll have to remove all your clothes.
Look at that great big head.
Yep.
You wouldn't think that the brain inside it was no bigger than an English walnut,
that's
would you?
That's me. X-ray. Ooh, scary.
They would lie on the conveyor belt and push start.
La, 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 la.
Officials admit it's stupid, but they say it did not interfere with security.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
I know you have to catch a plane. I'll be with you in a minute. My friend Joe is X-raying my brain.
Joe.
Wow.
Good heaven, no.
Oh, yes.
As for the health and safety of the screeners, they'll be fine. Airport X-ray machines are 50 times weaker.
I'm tired.
Than the ones used for a chest X-ray.
I'm not a good reader.
We have to break here. What is next?
A 9/11
smorgasbord.
A 9/11 firefighter who was not a hero.
Oh, a good guy. Good. I'm in the mood for that today.
Serious story.
Yeah.
How's your brain, Charlie?
It hurts.
Yeah. Get to know Charlie.
Got all sorts of squigglies in it.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They have very nice teeth. Don Geronimo and Michael Mera.
And tomorrow on the show, we'll give away another trip to Iceland. IcelandAir.com. We'll give that away tomorrow. Now, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. We still think of firefighters as heroes more than ever since 9/11. So we won't let this guy spoil that image. Sam Brandon, now retired, was in the rubble of the World Trade Center in New York, and he collected souvenirs, photos mostly. In a golden frame, he has a photo of himself holding a human hip bone. He didn't know he was showing it to undercover cops when he said, "That's about one of the biggest pieces we found."
He's a funny guy.
Wow.
He's a funny guy. This is like right close to 9/11?
Yeah, right after. I mean, he was a part of the Ground Zero cleanup.
He's in the rubble. He's really funny.
And then he told...
Wow, we should hire him and give him a radio show.
He told the undercover cops then, you know, not knowing who he was talking to, about the pictures he has of a head, a torso, some teeth, and, quote, a lady's hand with a wedding ring.
He could be a shock jock.
But Brandon's accused of stealing evidence, a police radio, and victim's personal effects, and for that, he faces a year in jail.
Yeah, well, it takes all kinds.
Apparently so.
Well, good heavens,
good
no.
Good heavens, no.
Good heavens, right. No.
Michael Jackson and his ex-wife, Debbie Rowe, are hiring a retired judge to handle a family law matter.
Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Hello, Mr. Ephraim. I'm Michael Jackson, and I'm wondering if you could represent me, please.
I'm in Egypt. I can't help you.
Is your son on vacation, too?
My retarded son? Yes. However, perhaps maybe one of our aged turn-of-the-century lawyers still wearing his Thomas Jefferson wig can help you. His name is Joe Coyne.
Very good. Okay, bye.
He will make sure that he does not have a presence at the meeting where they lay down the law to you.
And then he'll call us the day after and ask about it.
I'll go.
Bye.
No word on exactly what this family matter is, but a good guess would be custody and visitation arrangements for their two children, a 7-year-old boy and a 5- or 6-year-old girl, who now live with Michael.
Hey, you know, do you have a Martha Stewart story in your news?
Actually, no.
Okay, because I want to do something, because I was thinking about that today. They're saying it's going to be, it's going to go to jury on Monday, maybe?
Yeah,
they're going to go
closing arguments
Martha
on
Stewart,
Monday.
And yes. They've wrapped up the defense, so we have to have a little wager here. I mean, I don't know which way you're going, whether you think she's going to be found guilty or innocent.
I was talking about Michael Jackson.
I just thought it because of the whole trial thing, and I was watching that, and that's why I asked him if he had a story about that. If it's going to go, which way do you think it's going to go?
She's getting off.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think she's going to be found guilty.
Really? No, I think she'll beat it.
A lot of experts say that they're going to let her off because they're not even calling her up to testify. Her case is that airtight.
Yeah, really? She had some lawyer step up and say, the only witness for the defense was a lawyer who said, I swear to God that Martha told me the day before that she was going to sell this.
Right.
And that's all they did.
Right.
She's getting off.
I think so. Okay, well, I'll be the only one then. I'll be the lone voice of justice.
I'm not saying that we shouldn't tie her up. Do stuff to her like poor honey hunter like we used to do
with ants on
to our interns,
fighting crickets,
all the stuff we used to do to our interns. That's what we should do to her because that's the new America.
I just wanted to know.
It's the new America.
Maybe I wasn't paying enough attention, but they were saying that they didn't even call her as a witness, and
right.
It's because it's so because
airtight.
It's airtight.
Mm-hmm. Airtight. Don't say it. But right, airtight.
Right.
It's airtight, Mike.
Go ahead, Buzz.
It's airtight,
Michael and Debbie.
You can't get any air in there. That's how tight it is.
Michael and Debbie will pay.
And you would suffocate in there.
You would.
Because it's airtight.
Airtight.
Ziploc, airtight.
No air can escape from anywhere.
Uh-uh. No hot air, no cold air.
It's airtight.
Michael and Debbie will...
The air might smell in there because it's so airtight.
Yeah, well, it's probably stagnant.
No fresh air.
No air is bound.
Of course, we're talking about Martha Stewart and her defense.
Her case.
Airtight.
Yeah.
Her defense is airtight.
Very good.
I'm telling you, she's going to get off.
Michael and Debbie will pay this retired judge $650 an hour to decide on a fair arrangement by hiring a private mediator. All of this can be handled behind closed doors, and it's all legal and binding because the hiring has already been approved by a sitting judge.
Now, I was watching something last night where they had an ad for Entertainment Tonight, mm-hmm. and they were saying Debbie Rowe, who incidentally, can I just say something?
Mm-hmm.
So hot.
Oh, she's beautiful.
So hot. Woo.
Yeah, she
could be on the Facts of Life. That's how hot she is.
Wow.
What they were saying on the tease on Entertainment Tonight was Debbie Rowe is filing for petition of the kids.
Right.
And that Michael's very upset and that she had some type of gigantic secret that if he didn't come through with the letting the kids go, she was going to let it go. And I'm thinking to myself, what could there possibly be that there's not already been done or alleged about this guy?
Yeah, well, it's
probably... And please don't articulate because we can't say it on the radio.
It's probably a secret that would affect the current case that he's got.
You would think so, and as I said, now, if they handle it this way, it's all behind closed
and
doors.
And more reason to be suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Yep. An American Idol contestant screamed at the police.
You know, she got mad. She me for a second, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Is this worth the time for me to say this? Oh, what the hell? We can't be dirty anymore. If she got married...
Are you trying to do a Roe joke?
Roe versus Wade. Never mind. What was next, Buzz? I can't think of anybody with the last name. I can think of Wade Wilson, who used to play for the New Orleans Saints.
Minnesota
Vikings. Forget it. There's no Roe versus Wade.
Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
Nah, probably ain't going to work.
RVW. Mm-hmm.
An American Idol contestant screamed at the police, "You're ruining my life." And he's expected to appear on next week's show.
Winner!
Even after being arrested on suspicion of drunken driving.
Winner!
And he was arrested for that after leading a marked police car on a high-speed chase that topped out at over 100 miles an hour.
Winner!
Police say 20-year-old Donnie Williams was cooperative. I mean, you know, after the chase and the screaming. Donnie was celebrating...
I'll drink to that.
He was celebrating having made the cut this week on American Idol.
Idiot.
Fox has
no
comment.
That's funny. Oh, take it out, go 100 miles an hour. All the people last night again. I mean, the rap on American Idol is...
Is Donnie that big guy, the big strapping guy?
I don't know. I don't watch the show. So.
Okay.
All the people that were on last night, though, I thought were as bad as the week before.
Wow.
I saw one clip of a lady that looked like... She looked like Debbie Reynolds. And she was like a young Debbie Reynolds, and she wasn't bad.
There was one girl who looked like a tricked up Cyndi Lauper
last night. What has happened to Paula Abdul? Her hair.
Paula Abdul is turning into Skeletor.
Botox. She's like, she drinks Botox all the time.
What you're going to see, she doesn't even inject it.
She just drinks it.
I'm tipping the hand here. You're going to see on American Idol that Paula Abdul will start like shaking, and then this alien will come out of her chest.
And meanwhile, Randy Jackson, you know, for goodness sake,
he'll say to the alien, "You go, dog."
Yeah, if I had
a dollar
for every time he said "dog" on last night's show, I would be able to buy Infinity Broadcasting and make sure that we're able to all do the type of radio we want to do.
I think they've seriously got problems, though, because the talent crop just isn't there.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Last night, now I'm maybe going to go back on my conspiracy theory that the show 2 weeks ago was planned to be awful, because the people that were on last night, I'm watching this, I invested an hour in it, they all stink.
Mm.
Maybe Randy can turn it into a gig at the Westminster Kennel Club. Dog.
You go, dog.
Oh, I get it. Oh, shut up, Rob.
The strange, estranged husband of Liza Minnelli is popping pills like crazy. According to court records on SmokingGun.com, David Guest is also allergic to polyester.
I sure am.
Mm-hmm. The documents say he uses 28 Botox injections, not for wrinkles, but for the migraine headaches he says he still gets from Liza's beatings.
Good heaven, no.
Yes. Guest lawyers filed the documents.
That's funny right there, Liza's beatings.
Yeah. Guest lawyers filed the documents in New York to prove that the 50-year-old is too ill to return from Hawaii to be grilled by Liza's lawyers.
I love it when you say Hawaii.
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 He also takes at least 16 pills a day, including Vicodin, Oxycontin, and morphine sulfate.
Well, that's because Paula Abdul.
That's because 24 pills was a hassle.
That's right, and it's all because of the beatings. Liza's lawyers. Liza's lawyers say Guest had none of these complaints with the doctors who examined his sunburn last July.
Ow!
Ooh.
Oh, dear, I fell asleep on my wrap.
Ow.
Oh, don't. Ow. Oh,
the beatings.
The beatings.
Don't panic.
Ow.
Don't laugh at me.
My sunburn really hurts.
Oh, I'm all pink.
The beatings.
In sports, Baltimore Ravens star running back Jamal Lewis has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Atlanta on drug conspiracy charges.
I just want to say I've never had anything to do with the Baltimore Ravens. I wash my hands of the Baltimore Ravens.
He's accused of conspiring to distribute cocaine in the summer of 2000. Lewis denies the charges. This past season, Lewis had the best single-season rushing total in NFL history. 3 years ago, he was suspended for 4 games for violating the league's substance abuse policy.
Don't you think about that. I know it's been tough.
No, I didn't mean like, okay. Good, like I'm hungry. I'm thinking, I'm wondering now, maybe that's how he was able to run so fast last year. Maybe that's how he was able to gain 260 yards in the game that he predicted he would break the all-time rushing record.
You were, if David Modell was still in charge, you wouldn't be saying those things, would
that's
you?
True. You're right.
you're basically.
I would make no comment.
That was just a one-time deal.
That's right.
Now it's back to the burgundy and gold, huh?
Yeah, well, really, the green and gold.
The green and gold.
The green
and gold.
There you go. The green and gold. The that wasn't like a, I really want some coke.
No.
Yeah. No, thanks.
No. Right, thank
however, you. If anybody out there still has a lewd, you know, I know that
they don't make them anymore. No,
that's what I really need to know.
Not legally, anyway.
You're out of luck.
Yeah.
The Bo Sox groundskeeper, who was in the midst of a bullpen brawl with some Yankees, is suing the New York players for lost wages and medical bills. The medical bills are because he doesn't smell right. He says he's lost his sense of smell, along with getting a deviated septum, some broken teeth, a neck injury, and cleat marks on his body. Paul Williams is suing Jeff Nelson and Kareem Garcia for over $33,000. He tried to settle out of court, but without luck.
Well.
And finally, the world's dumbest town is Cooley, Australia.
Really? It's not Fairfax, Virginia?
No, we know this.
It's not Washington, D.C.?
When the police department stopped patrolling...
Not Sacramento?
It did so because it had run out of gasoline. The fire department watched a warehouse burn down because they didn't hook their hoses to water hydrants.
Joe.
Quoting the commander, I thought the water was in the truck. Somebody should have said something about these hydrant things. End quote. Several businesses in town have collapsed, including the bank, because employees can't make change. A riot broke out at a crosswalk because people had actually waited for over an hour for the light to change. The town council had to outlaw Superman capes so citizens would stop hurting themselves.
This is all in the same town?
Yeah, Cooley, Australia.
Cooley, Australia.
They have a reputation. People in Australia say, well, you pulled a Cooley if somebody does something stupid. That's the reputation this town has.
You know,
like
I was
waiting for an hour at an intersection.
Do you know when I was a kid?
Uh-huh.
I just told you, my mom and dad, your
cape?
Bottom. No, your bottom was
your Cooley.
Your Cooley.
Oh, that's right.
How's your Cooley?
And your wet thing.
Your Cooley and your wet thing.
Well, it means dumb in Australia.
Thank God we can still say Cooley and wet thing.
Oh, man. Hey, if we couldn't do that, there is no America.
Some Cooley citizens had wrecks while driving with the cardboard sun visors still in their windshields. Experts say...
If Jamal Lewis was there, he'd be a Cooley high.
Cooley
high. Right?
Right. Experts say it's dumb of Cooleyites to think they can meet their goal of raising their IQ. This is their goal, to raise the town's average IQ from 75, that's Forrest Gump territory,
that's retard,
to a more average 95. Quoting one citizen, we'd be real happy. That's 2 points, right?
Come on.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
You make that up?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I'm a Don and Mike show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
Yep, that's it. We gotta go.
There you go.
guys. You're on WJFK. Stay tuned for Ron and Fez. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Yo, dog.
You, dog. And when's it we say now at the end of the show?
I was going to ask you this. I know I say so long.
Yeah, all my best.
Oh, that's right. All my best.
So long.
Suckers.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.